icy roads when the anti-lock brakes kick in. There's a lag caused by an issue with the software. Toyota officials in Japan now say they knew there was a problem. They fixed it at the factory, but haven't yet figured out how to fix it at the dealership. At this point, they are not giving any guidance to customers.
That's WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert in Detroit. Here's KNX reporter Ed Mertz in Southern California.
Thanks for calling Toyota Science.
Hundreds of calls come in to just one dealership as owners try to get answers about their troubled Toyotas. And now, with potential Prius problems, Prius owners are disheartened.
I just think it's a shame because the Prius is such the right car for right now with everything going on with our environment for this to become a problem.
While the thought of so many cars on the roads with potential problems has many worried.
I guess it's a little scary for the drivers that have cars like that.
Well, I was kind of scared at first, and then I thought, I'll never buy another Toyota.
At least some replacement parts did start to arrive. Ed Mertz, CBS News, Santa Monica, California.
The leader of the Pakistan Taliban is dead. That is the belief of senior U.S. intelligence officials following a missile attack last month. If Hakimullah Massoud is dead,
would be a severe blow to the Pakistan Taliban. The Pakistan Taliban is already fractured in many ways, and without a charismatic leader like Hakimullah Massoud, it potentially falls apart.
At CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate, it's happening in Nashville, a Tea Party convention.
These people have a few things to say to you.
Spurred on by Glenn Beck and others, the Tea Party movement is trying to become a political force to be reckoned with.
We're watching. We don't like what we see. And there's a lot of us.
Tea Party leader Michael Johns.
I have never seen this level of national outrage about the direction that our country is headed.
Republicans like Haley Barbour hope the Tea Partiers help them win elections this fall.
These Tea Party folks are good folks.
But some are angry and not attending, with convention costs and Sarah Palin's reported six-digit speaking fee keeping them at home. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A senator-elect becomes the real thing today. The Republican taking over Ted Kennedy's Senate seat. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
Initially, Scott Brown asked to be sworn in next week, wanting some extra time to hire a staff and organize a new Senate office. But the Massachusetts Republican changed his mind yesterday and says he wants to take the oath now. So he plans to hand carry his election certificate if the governor of Massachusetts signs it today and get sworn in the Senate chamber this afternoon.
It's an annual tradition in Washington, D.C., the National Prayer Breakfast. We're live with CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. The event's not without controversy this year, Peter.
Well, that's right, Jim. Some ethics, gay rights, and religious groups say a sponsor of the event, an organization called the Fellowship, has links to a Ugandan politician who supports oppression of homosexuals. Those groups urge the president and other officials to boycott the breakfast, but it is underway now, as you can hear. He and Mrs. Obama are there. A White House official says the president will refer to the Uganda situation in his prayer breakfast remarks, but his main message will be a call for a spirit of goodwill in Washington. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Should she stay or should she go? President Barack Obama's aunt, Zaituni Onyango, the native of Kenya, goes to court today where a federal immigration judge is holding a hearing to determine whether she can stay in the U.S. Her asylum request denied, ordered deported in 2004. She has remained in public housing in Boston.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow, they're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Plow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Bill Press, I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. He's a little left of Stalin, I think.
Get off my phone, you little finhead!
Shut the F up and step aside, you little pissant.
Just shut up, will you?
You shut up.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, my God!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
In the heezy.
A voice of certainty in an uncertain world.
The fun that's ahead of us here, folks, almost incalculable.
The West meets the East in the Bill Press studio this hour. Galloping in on his faithful old steed, the governor of Montana, Governor Brian Schweitzer, joining us for this third hour of the Bill Press Show. Governor, welcome. How do you like that? You got your own fanfare.
Man, that's something. I got to tell you, though, I think people in this country haven't been paying attention. You know, they've been thinking we're in the middle of this great recession, 10% unemployment, and we've outsourced jobs from the heartland to the center of China. People can't afford to stay in their own homes anymore. Kids are racking up record debt just to get through college. And that's all bad news. But people haven't been paying attention to the good news. You know what the good news is? Times are getting better so good that the CEO of Goldman Sachs gave him a $100 million raise to himself. Now that means things are looking up.
There you go. God bless America.
Starting at Goldman Sachs. It'll trickle down someday.
Yeah, Governor Brian Joyce are here. It is the Bill Press Show, Thursday, February 4, 2010. Good to have you with us today. Thank you for joining us. We're coming to you live from our little radio factory right here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. You can see the Capitol building right down the street here. And we've got it covered, bringing it out to you and taking your calls at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. Good to see you today. And the team press is here, Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning,
yes,
and our leader, Governor Schweitzer.
This is a regular penthouse you got here. And I'm not talking about the magazine. I'm saying, oh, these are palatial digs you got around here.
We have that, too, by the way. Not bad. You've been good? I haven't seen you in a while.
Haven't been good. But Montana's got money in the bank. You know, 48 states are upside down financially, and we have a huge budget surplus. Money in the bank.
But then you ought to go out and tell these other governors how to do it.
I'm not going to tell any other governor how to do it. I can tell you how we did it. We did it the same way every small business in America does it. When times were good, we put some money aside. We saved ourselves rich in Montana, we like to say. We just kept some money in the bank for the downturn.
In California, they used to call but never had a rainy day fund. Is that still the phrase? I don't know.
Yeah, I think in California.
Are you up for re-election this year?
Yeah, I just won re-election.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I got three more years. The other fellow, he got about 31.5% of the vote. I don't know who the heck voted for him, but 31.5% did. You weren't paying attention, maybe.
You fell down there. You already got 70% of the vote.
I'm going to go out and talk to some of those folks. I think they meant to vote for me, but then at the last minute they got confused and they marked the wrong box.
Do you have term limits?
Well, I do. I'm term limited. I'm out of there in 3 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, let's see. Ambassador to
No, I'm going to get
UK,
me a radio show. I'm going to move into a penthouse right next door over here.
He's coming for you, Bill.
I'm going to be on satellite radio 24/7.
I'll tell you what, man, you could do it, too. Governor Brian Schweitzer, our guests are going to be joined by Congresswoman Maxine Waters in a little bit and talk to her. She's just back from Haiti, and she's also mad as hell about all this delay on health care reform. And we'll get into that and take your calls at 866-55-PRESS. But first,
Dan's got the big headline.
Full court press.
Yes, we'll start in sports where Tiger Woods is coming back to golf.
He's back.
If you believe an Australian newspaper that cites no source in their story, the Melbourne Herald Sun says Tiger is set to finish sex rehab and play in a tournament in Arizona in 2 weeks. No comment on this from the PGA Tour.
Sex rehab. What's this country come to?
I don't know.
Sex rehab. All right, whatever. Read the news. Here we go.
Hey, wait. So that's just like 2 months he's out of the game, right?
Yeah,
he's got to get back and start playing golf. I mean, if he wants to rehab this image, he's got to start winning.
But you know, Governor, what I'll tell you, his powers of concentration. If these stories are true, right, and he hasn't denied it, all these hookups that he was having when he's out there playing these golf tournaments, and then he'd go out there 8 o'clock in the morning and...
Win the Masters.
And win the Masters.
He needs to lay off the putter, I'd say.
A warm January
That's
has
what
a,
they taught him in rehab.
A warm January has Olympic organizers concerned in Vancouver. The games are in less than 10 days, and they're trucking in snow from 2 hours away to ensure there's enough on the main competition mountain used for snowboard and freestyle competitions. Experts say the weather is linked to an El Nino event in the Pacific Ocean. They've been getting more rain than snow.
Now, that little boy better get him some snow, because if El Nino gets the Olympic shut down, we're going to be mad at him.
Well, have they been trucking snow from Montana?
They would. We'll sell them some snow.
That's how he has a surplus.
That's right.
And if you're looking to rent a movie for Valentine's Day, Star Magazine out with the most romantic movies for the holiday.
Uh-oh. Alien versus Predator, number
yes.
one.
Starts with The Notebook.
Avatar.
No. The Notebook.
Oh.
Yeah. Followed by Casablanca, The what? Princess Bride, Dirty Dancing, and Lady in a Tramp.
Dirty Dancing?
Uh-huh.
Not When Harry Met Sally?
No.
We could all come up with our own list of the most romantic.
But we can't talk about some of them on the radio. Even satellite radio, yeah, we can't talk about some of those.
Peter Ogburn, you're...
My favorite movie for romantic women on Valentine's Day? Slut Queens. It's such a nice movie and really romantic.
As we said, to some of them we shouldn't talk
romantic.
About.
Romantic. All right.
You know what? That ain't going to keep you married.
I'm sorry.
All right. 12 minutes after the hour. Yes, he is still head of the former head, most recently head of the Democratic Governors Association, still head of the Western Governors Association. In town with some other governors to talk energy, among other things. Governor Schweitzer, good to see you. Welcome back. You were met with the president yesterday. What was the agenda?
The president, the vice president, the secretaries of agriculture and energy and interior. Carol Browner was there.
At the White House?
Lisa Jackson, yeah, at the White House. I got to tell you, President Obama is a good listener. The previous administration, they never listened to anybody that was a governor. I'm pretty sure they didn't listen to anybody in Congress. They just would walk in, they'd tell you what they were going to tell you, and they'd walk out. This president sits down and says, "What's on your mind?" He goes right around the room. And, of course, yesterday it was all about energy, and we were all energy governors. And so, you know, he walks out of meetings talking about health care and Iraq and Afghanistan, and walks into this meeting, and he is right on tune talking about the details of carbon sequestration, talking about the details of a smart grid and transmission. I do it for a living, energy. And this president is clued in.
And he listens, but he also understands these problems.
And
the impression I have is, I mean, he's smart.
He's smart. Know? No, listen, not only does he listen, but when you get done talking about the nuance of right-sizing transmission or DC versus AC lines or how much CO2 you can put in a pipeline and how far you can ship it, he'll say, but I understand, and he will challenge you on a few things. At one point, one of the governors was talking about some energy policy, and he says, I don't know that I necessarily agree with you, but, you know, we got a guy in the room that has the Nobel Prize in physics. Let's ask Secretary Chu what he thinks. So Secretary Chu says, and he turns to the rest of us, anybody else got a Nobel Prize in this room in physics? that kind of shuts down the debate, doesn't it?
Do you think his approach, renewable energy, green jobs, is the right one for this country?
Giddy up. We need to build an American energy future that's designed by American engineers and built by American workers in America. And that means we're going to use the resources that we actually have. Not the dang oil that comes from dictators and crooks and thieves all over the world. Wind power, solar power, electric cars. That's our future. And the entire world is waiting for America to move. And we'll export this technology to the rest of the world. This is not just the new space race. This is the race to decide who will be the number one country in the world for the next 100 years. If we get it wrong, we better learn Chinese.
And you know, good point. The president makes this point, which I think is so practical, but the first time he made it, I heard him make it, I just went sort of like, duh, which is, okay, as we switch to solar,
or wind power, somebody's going to be making these turbines. Somebody's going to be making these solar panels. Now, are they going to be made in China, or are they going to be made here? Are they going to be made in Denmark or Sweden, or are they going to be made here? Right?
That's right. And the batteries that are going to go in these cars.
Yeah. This is,
we have such a remarkable future. A recent study showed that just Montana's wind. Now, we have more wind than any other state, but a lot of other states have close to as much as we've got. Just Montana's wind could run every single car, truck, and SUV in America if they were electric cars. Just Montana wind. And we're only part of the wind in this country. So we've just got to break this addiction to foreign oil. It's cleaner, it's greener, it's American jobs, and this president understands it.
And those the wind turbines or the solar panels, those are manufacturing jobs, right? I mean, so that's a way to get our manufacturing base.
Absolutely. Not only manufacturing the turbines, manufacturing the steel, but mining the copper that you need for the copper wires that will deliver the wind energy to the batteries. The batteries will be made here. The cars will be made here. It means that the old Rust Belt, it's got to get back to work. We don't have enough workers. It's not that we have unemployment that's too high. It's we don't have enough workers to fill all of these jobs that we're going to create.
Governor Brian Schweitzer, Montana, our guest here in the studio. So, Governor, yesterday you mentioned Goldman Sachs, I think, at the top and above. Yesterday, AIG. Now, they're about to fail a little over a year ago. We pump in $180 billion.
Opened the vault, said, take all the gold you want from our treasury.
Exactly. They turn around yesterday and give their top executives $100 million. Because they say, and even Kenneth Feinberg, who's the Pazar, says, there's nothing we can do about it because those contracts existed before we bailed the company out. You were in charge. What would you do?
I'd call them all in and say, here's the deal, boys. You can keep the money, but we're going to tax you 100% on it. So you get the money, we'll take it back. It's our money to begin with. This is the dangdest thing that we said some companies are too big to fail, so we're going to give you money from small businesses that have worked hard and have failed. So if you're a ma and pa operation, if you're driving a truck right now, if you've got a cleaning business, if you rent cars, you can go broke so that you got so the government has enough money to give to these big guys. It's got to change.
Yeah, why aren't you in charge? No, I mean seriously, that we own this company, right?
Yeah,
in taxpayers now, and they're letting their top executives who brought them down, rewarding their failure, and then saying we can do nothing.
You know,
about
these
it.
Insurance just, companies, you know, they when we're talking about health care or we're talking about other issues, the insurance companies say, oh, gee, we don't want to get the government involved in this thing. They'll put us out of business. Let me tell you something about insurance companies. When the world ends, there'll still be coyotes, cockroaches, and insurance companies. I mean, they are here to stay, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I'm not sure about the coyotes and the cockroaches.
But the insurance companies will be here.
I'm sure about the insurance companies. From your perspective, you come to Washington once in a while, I think just to, you know, kind of get your juices flowing here. As you look at this Congress somewhat of a distance, how good a job do you think they're doing solving problems for Americans?
Well, now they're talking about jobs. You know why? Because they're going to lose their own jobs if they don't get something done here. And the mood of the people in this country...
They haven't gotten much done in the last...
And Obama said it best. He said, boy, that was something that happened in Massachusetts. We went from having the largest majority in two generations to the second largest majority in two generations. And you've got a bunch of nervous Nellies in Democratic leadership that says, well, gee, I hate to move from left to right or right to left because somebody might criticize me. Your job is to get the job done, not talk about it. And When you ran for office, when you ran to be a member of Congress, you told the folks back home, I'm going to Washington, D.C. to work for you. And then they get to Washington, D.C. and they say, well, gosh, we don't want to push the envelope. Push the envelope? We've waited 50 years for health care reform, and we got halfway through, and then they changed the name to health insurance reform. Look, it's fundamentally broken. We have a system where we in the United States pay more than the other 19 industrialized countries pay a lot more for our health care, and we have higher infant mortality. We don't live as long. We're not as healthy, and we pay more than everybody else. And so when we started this debate out, we said, the problem is this. We pay too much for our health care, and we're not getting enough health care for it. Okay, and then we forgot all about that, and we said, no, we hate to take on the insurance companies. They're too big. We don't want to take on the pharmaceutical companies because they're too mean, and we don't want to take on the medical device people because they're too rich. So who's left? I guess we just have to pay more, and we have to wait.
He is colorful, he is outspoken, and he's right on the issues. 866-55-PRESS, Governor Brian Schweitzer. You want to take him on? You want to ask a question? You want to challenge him or just tell him what a good guy he is? No, we don't want any of that. 866-55-PRESS will be
We're
right
not
back.
Toxic Talk here, right? We're not Toxic Talk. That's that other bunch.
Exactly.
Actively interactive
at BillPressShow.com.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
We've all heard of the Cash for Clunkers program, but what about cash for refrigerators, cash for heaters, even cash for solar panels? There has never been a better time in history to make $1 million and make a difference to the planet. Hi, I'm Nigel Williams, author of the runaway best-selling book, The Green Millionaire. My book will show you guaranteed ways to put hundreds, thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars in your bank account this year. Thanks to this exclusive radio offer, you can receive a free copy of The Green Millionaire book filled with hundreds of guaranteed ways for you to quickly and easily put thousands of dollars into your pocket absolutely free. This offer won't last. And please, one book per order. So what are you waiting for? Washington is spending billions, and this is your chance to get in on the action.
For your free copy of The Green Millionaire, please visit yourgreenbook.com and just pay shipping and processing. This radio offer will not last long, so go to yourgreenbook.com for your free copy of The Green Millionaire. You owe it to yourself and to the planet, so visit yourgreenbook.com today.
Did your morning begin with a painful headache? Sinus headaches tend to start when you first wake up, leaving you with pain in the forehead, cheeks, and the bridge of your nose. Tylenol Sinus can help. It provides more complete relief than a decongestant alone to relieve your sinus pressure plus the pain that comes with it, so you can feel better. Feel better. Tylenol Sinus. Use only as directed.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid. Snowy days, dragging my sled home after hours of fun, and when I finally got inside, Mom would give me a Luden's to soothe my scratchy throat.
Thank you. So glad you like the Luden's.
I'm not through yet.
Sorry.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
Hey. Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo. I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules, and a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year, and XL Energy has recently reduced the solar rewards rebate again? Act now before the opportunity to take advantage of the best solar rebate in the country passes you by. Call Independent Power Systems today to learn how incentives pay for up to 50% of the cost of a solar electric system. That's up to $30,000 off the regular cost. Let Independent Power Systems show you how the 30% federal tax credit and the XL rebate make now the best time ever to buy a solar system. Call Independent Power Systems today at 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit solarips.com to learn more. That's solarips.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Pills or change in lifestyle. In fact, we only ask that you continue your current eating habits. Just use clinically proven Sensa, the same weight loss breakthrough you've seen on Extra, Dateline NBC, and America's Newsroom. Results are guaranteed. If you want to lose weight, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. Senza has not yet been released to stores, so for your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-377-9636. That's 1-800-377-9636.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is the Bill Press Show.
25 minutes after the hour, Thursday, February 4. Congresswoman Maxine Waters joining us in the next segment with Governor Brian Schweitzer, who's in studio with us. Governor, lots of calls. You ready?
Let's go. Giddy up.
Let's say hello to Mike in Atlanta. Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, Cowboy. How are you?
Go for it, Mike.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm moving to Montana, and Governor, you need to be the chief of staff, and then you need to run for president. You need to get Rahm Emanuel out of there, and you need to run for president. And I mean, I'm a liberal down here in Georgia, and it's tough sledding down here, I'll tell you. It really is. But you're doing a heck of a job, and I like what you say. So keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you very much.
They came all the way east to hear that, huh?
I got one supporter.
You ready to saddle up? You ready to saddle up?
Well, I tell you, so far I got my dog, and I got one fella in Atlanta.
You got Mike in Atlanta. You're on your way. Kevin called him from Mound City, Missouri. Hi, Kevin.
Hello. Good morning, Governor. Hey, don't forget your spurs. You're going to need those.
Spurs? Hell, I need a bullwhip when I'm coming to this town.
I had heard yesterday a report that the president had made a proposal of $54 billion for nuclear energy, and I was wondering if in your discussions with him, if he had proposed any dollar amount for solar or wind initiatives this year.
We didn't hear a dollar amount during the conversation, but we absolutely talked about nukes. They are carbon neutral. And some of us bemoan the fact that we no longer manufacture any of the components for nukes in this country. So when and if we do build the next nuke in this country, we're going to have to import the components from France and from Japan, places where they have been building nukes.
Well, were you surprised to hear him in the State of the Union talk about building a series of nuclear power plants?
No, I was not. I mean, any of us who have been looking at our energy future know that it's not either or, it's all of these sources. We're going to double and then triple our demand for electricity because we're getting out of oil and into electric cars. I've driven some of these electric cars, and they are cool. And we are going to break our addiction to foreign oil. We're going to decrease our carbon footprint, and we're going to manufacture cars in this country again, and they're going to be electric cars.
David's calling from Front Royal, Virginia.
Virginia.
Hi, David.
Hi, Bill. Thank you. Hi, Governor. Quick question is, I look at this, the president and his administration, and feel like I'm watching a movie called The Incredible Shrinking Presidency of Barack Obama. They seem to have lost their spine and their will to fight. So I'm wondering, as a Democratic governor of a big old honking red state, you were able to do it. What advice, what kind of political strategic advice would you give the administration?
All right, David, just Governor, you got about 15 seconds.
Here's what you got to do. That horse is going to buck anyway, no matter how you treat him. So you get in that saddle and you hold on, you spur him, and you tell that horse which way he's going to go. That's the way you got to govern.
And you just ride that.
You gotta stay on.
Yeah, absolutely. Governor Brian Schweitzer and Maxine Waters coming up next, and more calls.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Hey, friends, Valentine's Day, you know, is coming up fast, and we've got an amazing offer from Pro Flowers for my radio listeners. Get this, 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for only $19.99. Trust me, based on my experience, she'll love you for sending Pro Flowers. And if you've never tried Pro Flowers, what are you waiting for? Here's your chance. These assorted roses are guaranteed to stay fresh for 7 days. And when you order today, you can pick your own delivery date with guaranteed Valentine's Day delivery. This order is only available, though, until Friday, and this bouquet is going to go fast. Now, here's what I want you to do to get your 1 dozen assorted roses for just $19.99. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention PRESS, or, even better and easier, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter my password, PRESS. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, type in password PRESS, but don't forget, this offer expires on Friday.
Valentine's Day is coming fast.
ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. ProFlowers is offering Valentine's Day bouquets starting at just $19.99. Plus, get a free glass vase and our 100% freshness guarantee when you order today. That's a great deal. To ensure delivery by Valentine's Day, click on the ProFlowers ad showing now. Or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password HOT19. That's ProFlowers.com. Radio microphone. Password HOT19.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I reported software piracy because it's just plain wrong for businesses to copy software illegally. I would report software piracy again, no matter what.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads for sales professionals. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-500-9459 and find out how to get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-500-9459. Again, that's 1-800-500-9459.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looks so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
Listen to AM 760 on your cell phone. Just download the app at am760.net.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
How about it? Here we are. It's 33 minutes after the hour. It is the Bill Press Show, and we are coming to you live all the way across the great United States of America from Los Angeles, California to Jacksonville, Florida, and our nation's capital, with the governor of Montana, Governor Brian Schweitzer, head of the Western Governors Association, in studio with us, and on the phone, a real fighter for the American people as well as for the people of California. With the House busy on health care and jobs and still trying to get whatever help we can down to Haiti in the forefront of all of it, Governor, our good friend, Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
All right. And the Governor here with you?
Yes. Hello, Governor. How are you?
There's a special place in heaven for you, Congresswoman, when everybody else had forgotten. You hadn't. You were an advocate for Haiti before the earthquake.
Yes.
And this is a place, as you know, and we're going to hear about it, that they were down on their luck, and then it got worse.
And then you just got back, Congresswoman.
Yes,
so tell us what this the situation on the ground there as you found it.
Well, first of all, the devastation is what has been depicted on television so vividly. It's even worse when you see it up close. It looks as if some areas have been bombed out, with the buildings having pancaked and crumbled in the way that they have, and millions of people living in the parks and on the street. Many of them have no place to go. Even of those who could perhaps stay in some houses won't do it. They're too frightened. Those houses were all made of concrete and bricks, blocks, and they built them that way to try and withstand hurricanes. But those roofs and those ceilings that were made out of concrete basically is what has killed so many people. And so you have lots of children and adults with broken arms and broken legs and so many people working so hard on the ground. And I have to tell you, USAID and UN, they all suffered injuries there. Some of their people got killed and some of their houses were basically crumbled, but they're working. Each day gets a little bit better. The logistics and the management and coordination and all has been a nightmare, but I tell you, they keep plugging away at it. The food is moving a little bit better. They had plenty of water, and the medical supplies they needed more of. A lot of makeshift clinics set up. University of Miami and a lot of different organizations have come. They've set up clinics. The search and rescue teams that were there, for example, from L.A. County, Bill, had great equipment. And when they left, they gave it to one of the temporary clinics that was set up by Haitian doctors who had come in from the United States. So everybody is trying. It is horrendous. The devastation is the likes of which you could just never imagine. I'm grateful for everybody, the international attention, and even the NGOs on the ground sometimes who have had problems within Haiti. I'm just pleased that everybody's doing what they can. The UN is holding these cluster meetings every morning, trying to get people coordinated and find out what everybody is doing. So it's awful, but that's all we can do is just work at it.
Is the fear, Congresswoman, that we have such a short attention span in this country that, like, for a week it gets all that focus and then pretty soon people move on and kind of forget about it?
Yeah, that is a fear. I've heard that voiced by a number of people. But right now, I just this morning spoke with a deputy secretary who's head of humanitarian assistance for the UN, because when I left, she and President Preval made it absolutely clear they had to have 250,000 Army-grade tents before the rainy season sets in. And I've been working because I think I can help identify some manufacturers, and everybody's working trying to get these tents in there. And that's the big need for right now. Right, the attention is going to go away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the media is not going to be as focused. And out of mind, out of sight. Out of sight, out of mind, rather. And, yeah, that is a worry.
Yeah, I think Anderson Cooper has even come back, and he was down there for 3 weeks.
He did a fabulous job, though.
He did a fabulous job.
He really did.
Well, Congresswoman, how do we get Haiti back? I understand we stabilize, we get food, we get water, we get them temporary shelter, but the infrastructure has been completely destroyed. Their homes, their offices, sewage and water are a mess. Their ability to produce food and to produce clean water. This is not a few months. This is many, many years and billions of dollars. Is the international community going to remember next month, next year, and the year after?
Well, we've got to have somebody in charge. A lot of people are talking about the fact that Bill Clinton is the envoy.
Yeah.
And I talk with Bill Clinton, and he's anxious to, you know, help to chair or co-chair what would amount to a committee or coordinating council with the responsibility for developing the plan for getting Haiti developed. Maybe this is an opportunity to do what could or should have been done a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you, I've got an idea I talked to Bill Clinton about, because we have a number of countries that are contributing, and the United States does not have to assume responsibility for everything. I think we can set up, as Bill is describing, this central kind of operation and cooperation with the Haitians, set up standards, develop plans, and allow Japan and Germany and all countries to take a part in this and to assign sections to be developed under the plan so that everybody can contribute in ways that perhaps we could not get by simply trying to set up a plan where we're in charge and do it all ourselves with just the money coming in. I think that we can get better cooperation by assigning and getting people to agree to specific areas of Haiti to develop under a centralized plan.
Sounds like a good plan. With you and Bill Clinton in charge, I'm sure we can bring it about. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, our guest here on the Bill Press Show with Governor Brian Schweitzer in studio. So Congresswoman, Governor and I were talking during the break while we're waiting to have a chance to speak to you. It seems like since whatever that little event up in Massachusetts that everybody's forgotten about health care. I mean, what's going on, and is there any chance that we can get still a health care bill this year that you and I and the governor can be proud of?
I don't know. You're absolutely right. Even though we've heard a lot of pronouncements about we're going forward, we're going to do it, the will does not appear to be there. The speaker, Nancy Pelosi, appears to be more on point than most people in trying to continue with something. The latest that, you know, I'm informed about is that she is going to try to move something if it's no more than, undoing the, special consideration that they have as insurance companies, and making sure that we do not allow them to collude in the way that they do.
But, you know, and the governor and I were talking, I mean, and the president sort of mentioned this yesterday. Okay, so we went from 60 votes, which is not a solid 60 anyhow, like down to 59. Now, that's bad news, but the good news is we still got 59 votes, and they got 41 in the Senate. Right?
Biggest majority in a generation still.
We still do, but I want to tell you, it's divided. You have Democrats who are just barely, you know, you barely got them on, and now some of them have moved away, and I'm not sure what we can get them on. I think that, again, Nancy Pelosi is trying very hard to try and keep something on track. But it's not something you can count on
so
right
what
now.
So what do you do with those Democrats, Governor?
You got to hurt them, you know, and I think.
Did you say hurt or heard?
honest to God, I think that if they did spend more time at home, they'd find out that the majority of the people back home cannot afford the health care system that we currently have. And while you hear varying opinions on how it ought to be reformed, pretty near everybody agrees it has to be reformed. So instead of moving forward, we got the pickup in neutral. And you can't move forward with the pickup in neutral. You got to put her in gear, and you got to go.
Well, you know, the antitrust exemption is the only thing that I think that Nancy Pelosi is going to try to move at this time, and that will be coupled with a kind of a reconciliation maneuver that is being thought of. And that's all that I see coming at this time. How far it will go, Bill, I really don't know. But I do know that we have a lot of people who have just gotten weak-kneed, you know, over this whole thing.
I know. It's too bad. Well, I'll tell you, you and Lynn Woolsey and some other good friends I know are going to keep up the fight, Congresswoman.
Absolutely.
And the leadership on Haiti as well. Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning all you found down there. And we'll see you again soon.
Thank you. You got to tell me how it feels to be an intern, Bill.
For Bernie Sanders, I'm proud to be his intern.
Okay. Thank you.
That's
thank you, Governor. Okay.
Right. God bless you.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information
information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-9526. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-600-9526. That's 1-800-600-9526. 1-800-600-9526.
Hey. Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo. I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Now highs in the mid-50s, right now 32 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, asking questions for which there are no answers.
Yeah, thanks. Look, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the name brand tires recommended for your vehicle, Michelin, Goodyear, Continental, with a low price guarantee. So why go anywhere else? Why?
We don't know, Mike.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service, why go anywhere else for tires?
Again, Mike, we don't know. See a participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership, visit genuineservice.com or call 1-877-310-3673 for details through 12-31-10. Competitors ad required.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Since the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins, there's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were greedy for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-600-9425. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-600-9425. 1-800-600-9425.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
13 minutes before the top of the hour here, the Bill Press Show, Governor Brian Schweitzer in the studio with us. Governor, we have more calls, but I just have to ask you, because we're, bouncing from what we were talking with Congressman Maxine Waters about. It does seem to me that with the Democrats in charge of the House and in the Senate and the White House, there's a lack of backbone there. I mean, don't you think Democrats, you're head of the Western, you were head of the Democratic Governors Association. With all that power, the governors ought to be able to get more things done.
The metaphor, we'll pick some sports. You have the best basketball team in America, and nobody will take a shot. You're passing the ball around trying to run the clock out. Well, you can't win if you can't score. You got to shoot. And this is a Congress that decided we don't want to shoot. We don't even want to go towards the basket.
For example, the thing that drives me the most crazy is they have let the Republicans use the filibuster to stop everything in the Senate. Now, it used to be the filibuster, you had to get up there and talk for that whole, 20 hours, 24 hours. You had to be there at the podium and talk. Now they let them get away with just saying, I think I might filibuster this, and then they run for the hills.
I would say get your phone book out and start reading it, Buster, because you're going to have to filibuster, and you're going to be here all night long, and we're going to make you stay here, wear your pajamas.
And put it on C-SPAN.
Let's go.
So the American people can see what they're doing, right?
How silly it is. But instead we say filibuster. Nobody even knows what that means anymore other than, well, we're not going anywhere.
Stuck in neutral. Dave, here's Dave from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, there's a cowboy, Phoenix.
You got it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm a Republican, though, let me tell you. Listen, I got a question for the governor, and it has to do with the energy. Did anybody in that meeting that you were in bring up the fact that China, and this was reported on the Huffington Post, that China is now producing more solar panels and components for the wind turbines than the U.S. and, I believe, France and Spain, And this is the part that really bugs me. Why aren't those jobs being, we should have this started already. And I am all for Obama, but we need to get off the stick and get going on this. And
let's get the governor's response here, Dave. Thanks.
It did come up yesterday, and here's the bottom line. If the clock ran out today, we are in second, third, or fourth place in alternative energy. We're behind Germany in solar energy. We're behind China in coal gasification and in wind energy. And in, the Chinese have built more transmission capacity in the last 2 years than we have in the last two decades.
But you've got these out-of-work machinists, sheet metal workers, iron workers, other unions. I mean, these are guys, they know their stuff. They're already trained to do this kind of work, right? I mean, can't we just convert some of our plants to this kind of, what's the holdup, I guess?
We have to.
Or are we doing it?
We are starting, but we have started so far behind, it's going to take us a while to catch up. We have to retool our industrial capacity to the new clean, green energy future. And it's not going to happen in 1 year. It's going to happen over a course of about 10 years. But we got to move. We can't stand still anymore.
All right. We bounce all the way out to the West Coast to West Seattle, Washington. Stuart, you're up with Governor Schweitzer.
Hey, neighbor.
Yes. Governor Schweitzer, you talked about a clean, green energy future. You mentioned the benefits of nuclear power, that it's carbon neutral. That's the upside. Now, the downside is you have the contamination of the watersheds where you mine it. You have the risk of nuclear accidents like Chernobyl and Three Mile Island when Homer Simpson is in charge of these the nuclear power plants. You have the costs of safely storing the nuclear waste for 10 million years afterwards. After you weigh in the benefits, the costs, is the benefit worth it?
All right. There's
all of these sources of energy have got warts on them. Coal has a CO2 problem. Wind has a reliability problem. Solar has a price problem. Nukes have a radiation problem. Oil has a problem that because it's also producing CO2 and we don't have it. So either we're going to choose a group of these energies and mitigate their effects. I mean, for example, what they're doing in France and Japan with the radiation is they are encasing it in glass. We don't have the permanent solution for that radiation, but we do have a solution that's going to get us for the next 1,000 years. Look, we haven't built a nuke in this country for 30 years. I'm not proposing to build one in Montana because we got plenty of wind. But in the Southeast and the Midwest, they don't have wind, and they say their solar's no good. So they need an electrical source if we're going to run these electric cars and break our addiction to foreign oil.
Not far from Seattle to Portland, Oregon on KPOJ, Portland's Progressive Talk. Here's Ted. Hi, Ted.
Good morning. Say, Governor Schweitzer, I was also curious to know what the responsibility is for the coal burners to deposit or get rid of the trace elements, the heavy metals and such that come out of the either the coal ash after the burn or through the scrubbing processes before the coal's burnt.
All right, Ted.
In particular, the mercury and the arsenic. We got to quit burning coal. We need to go to a coal gasification process, which is effectively putting coal in a pressurized chamber, increase the temperature and pressure, and you get a methane gas that comes off of the coal. Then you can eliminate all of the arsenic and the mercury and the sulfur. You can separate the CO2 and pump it back into the earth where it came from, and the methane gas will either run your car or heat your home.
The man knows his stuff. It's no wonder the president listens to you.
Well, he listened for a little while, but he's a busy guy. Like he said to us, he said, you know, I wish private industry would just get going on building this new energy future. He said, hey, I got two wars, and yeah. I got a great recession I'm trying to fix right now. I'd rather they'd move forward. But since they're not, we got to give them a little nudge.
He doesn't want to necessarily be running the car business or the energy business. Governor Brian Schweitzer, great guy, great friend. Thanks so much for coming in today. Always good to see you. And anytime, you got a home here in the penthouse, all right?
Remember,
anytime you come back to Washington.
I got the 72-hour rule. If I stay in Washington, D.C. for more than 72 hours, I got to wash myself with that stuff I wash my dog off with when he gets sprayed by a skunk. So I'm out of here.
All right, Governor Schweitzer, you're out of here, and I'll be back with a quick parting shot.
The Bill Press Show continues. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Hello, this is Donald Trump, and I'm so pleased and excited to be part of what will be the most recognized network marketing organization in America, the Trump Network.
The Trump brand merged with the power of network marketing has created a unique opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime chance to be in business with the Trump Network. The Trump Network products have helped thousands of people, and the compensation plan is very generous. You have the ability to truly increase your household income and start earning money today. Be among the first in our community to join the Trump Network. Call us for free information. There's no obligation. This ad will not air for long, so call us now. Those who recognize the opportunity early will thrive. Call 800-599-5157. 800-599-5157. 800-599-5157.
Congratulations on your decision to be part of the Trump Network.
Repair damaged, treated hair. Stop the breakage. Look your best with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I damaged my hair from overstyling with a flat iron. I want my hair to grow out faster and be more manageable. With Ovation, my hair is healthier and the texture is like it was when I was a kid. Everyone comments on how great my hair looks.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout. For real results. Guaranteed. Ovation works. Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types. Stop the breakage. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Guaranteed.
I'm African-American, and I must say, after using Ovation, the normal shedding after washing has been greatly reduced. My hair is silkier and has more movement and body.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results. Guaranteed. Ovation works.
You have probably heard about the government economic stimulus packages, but have you heard about the Whipple economic stimulus package? Hi, I'm Kent Whipple with Whipple Service Champions Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Have you noticed that stores clearance price their winter stuff this time of year, even though it's still winter? Weird, huh? Well, so do we. Here's our stimulus package. When you buy a central air conditioning system right now, you get a free high-efficiency furnace. This year's first-run top-of-the-line equipment with the best parts and labor guarantees in the business. Well, get Whippleized. You get our professionally trained, shoe cover wearing, clean cut, tobacco, alcohol, drug, and felony free technicians who won't treat your house like they're bowls in a china closet. With a simple upgrade, your new furnace and air conditioning system will qualify for an additional $1,500 energy tax credit, which makes this Whipple economic stimulus package even more stimulating. Call 877-WHIPPLE. That's 877-WHIPPLE. Because when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Thursday, February 4, our quick parting shot for today, forget politics for a moment. Forget whether you're a liberal or a conservative, and just consider this. Remember, about a year ago, we were told AIG was too big to fail, so we shelled out $180 billion to rescue the company. Well, yesterday, even though they've still not paid us back all of that money, AIG handed out $100 million in bonuses to its top executives. In other words, they did so despite protests by President Obama, and Pazar Kenneth Feinberg says those bonuses, while outrageous, are still legal and must be paid, according to contracts signed years ago. Lesson learned, which is this. The bailout of Wall Street was a big mistake, and we are still paying the price. The next time any company tells us it's too big to fail, forget it. Let it fail. That's my parting shot for today. Sam Stein from Huffington Post will be with us on the Bill Press Show right here tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Saddle up.
Obesity is a serious problem. If you're concerned about your weight, you may call the number at the end of this message for a free weight loss trial. We're the foundation for healthier living, and we can help you start losing weight for free. But because obesity is a serious problem, we're only evaluating serious weight loss inquiries on a first-come, first-served basis. If you are concerned about your health and are serious about losing weight, you may call now for a free 2-week trial. Call 1-800-500-8094. Developed for people looking to lose 30 pounds or more, our program can help anyone lose weight regardless of body type or ability to exercise. Based on years of research and testing, we guarantee satisfaction. If you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Again, if you are not serious about losing weight, please do not call. Only serious inquiries will qualify for the free weight loss trial. Call the Foundation for Healthier Living at 1-800-500-8094. That's 1-800-500-8094.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Toyota is trying to overcome its latest bump in the road, a software issue that can lead to problems with anti-lock brakes on early versions of the 2010 Prius Hybrid. CBS News correspondent Dean Reynolds.
Toyota this morning said the Prius anti-lock brake systems have been fixed, but only in hybrid models sold since late last month. It's still trying to figure out how to inform customers who bought the vehicle before then.
The Japanese government says it's considering a Prius recall. The Prius problem comes just as dealers like Mac Wadiak in the Bronx, New York, have started repairing defective gas pedals that could cause sudden acceleration.
It is an issue that we have to deal with, and we're going to deal with it in a professional manner.
Toyota owner Bronco Dudich tried to get some reassurance from his dealer in Hodgkins, Illinois.
This does worry everybody a little bit, but if it gets taken care of, it's going to be fine.
10 Americans accused of trafficking Haitian children are facing what could be a critical hearing at an hour from now. Live to CBS's Peter King. What's at stake, Peter?
Well, first, whether the Americans will face charges, and second, what happens to the children? The leader of a Baptist group claims the kids were orphans or were handed over by parents who wanted them to have better lives here in the U.S. Haitian authorities dispute that. Now Secretary of State Clinton says the attempt to take undocumented children out of Haiti was, quote, unfortunate, whatever the motivation. The Americans should have followed proper procedures. Both countries are talking about how to resolve it. Frank?
To Washington, where controversy surrounds the National Prayer Breakfast that began an hour ago. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Well, Frank, the president, vice president, and other top officials are there despite complaints from advocacy groups who say one of the event sponsors, an organization called The Fellowship, has ties to an anti-gay Ugandan politician. Now, Mr. Obama is about to speak, and an official says he will mention the Ugandan controversy. Secretary of State Clinton just told the audience at the prayer breakfast that the administration supports the rights of gays and lesbians worldwide. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
American intelligence officials now believe that a recent missile strike did kill Pakistani Taliban leader Haqqimullah Massoud, the man who sent a suicide bomber to kill seven CIA operatives at a base in Afghanistan.
The fact that he is now dead certainly is a signal that the United States will not take that kind of action lying down.
CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate. In Yemen, radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki says he supports the failed Christmas Day attempt to bomb a Northwest Airlines plane, but didn't give the order to carry it out. Some of the big retail chains are reporting modest January sales gains. Ken Perkins follows the industry.
While these numbers are certainly encouraging, we have to caution that they aren't particularly strong.
Number of workers filing new unemployment and insurance claims rose by 8,000 last week. S&P futures are down 10 points. This is CBS News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, who is beginning to hear things
about service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships.
Right, I knew that.
Yeah, what I hear is this. These people work hard. They also work smart. They get a lot of training from Ford and have a lot of natural ability on their own. Look, when you need to get something done on your car, isn't that who you want working on it? It seems like a no-brainer to me.
I hear you, Mike.
I wasn't talking to you.
Right. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. For special offers, visit GenuineService.com.
No-brainer.
Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Local car dealers who sell Toyotas say they are now making appointments to fix the sticky throttle problem affecting millions of cars nationwide. Ken Stevenson of Stevenson Toyota says the company still hasn't come up with a fix for the floor mat problem that's recalled millions of other Toyotas. The Air Force Academy is investigating after finding a large wooden cross in a circle on campus that's used as a pagan worship area. Mickey Weinstein with the Military Religious Freedom Foundation says what took place was a hate crime.
As bad as if you put a swastika in a synagogue.
But the Catholic League disagrees and says the Air Force Academy has overreacted. Winter is returning to Colorado.
Just a brief shower possible in Denver. Most accumulating snowfall would be toward Wyoming and Nebraska.
National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Bargenbrook says areas north of the metro area are seeing some heavy snowfall this morning. In sports, the Phoenix Suns beat the Nuggets last night, 109-97. The Avs were off last night. They play the Predators tonight in Nashville. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, as you heard Pat just say, areas north of the metro are getting some snowfall. In fact, we've got multiple accidents being reported. This is along I-25 north of Fort Collins on into Wyoming. There's going to be some areas of patchy fog there as well. Now, as you are making your way around Denver, you could find some delays as you're coming in from the Lakewood area towards downtown along eastbound 6th Avenue. We've got an accident once you get past Sheridan. Traffic starting to build and slow down eastbound 270 I-25 towards York. Speeds are going to dip down into the 20s and 30s through that stretch. Surface street crash in the tech center. Northbound DTC at Bellevue. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day, high in the mid-40s. A little bit breezy at times. More clouds in the overnight with a low dropping down to 26. Currently, it's partly cloudy, especially on the west side, and foggy as well, and it's 31 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DeVry University and its Keller Graduate School of Management invite you to attend the 21st Century Careers Open House on Saturday, February 13th. Learn how the right education can lead to an in-demand career. Visit DeVry.edu/Denver to register.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, asking questions for which there are no answers.
Yeah, thanks. Look, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the name brand tires recommended for your vehicle, Michelin, Goodyear, Continental, with a low price guarantee. So why go anywhere else? Why?
We don't know, Mike.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Why go anywhere else for tires?
Again, Mike, we don't know.
See a participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Visit GenuineService.com or call 1-877-310-3673 for details through 12-31-10. Competitors ad required.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright. He's intelligent. He is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Bye, bye, bye.
707 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We are in our new makeshift studio. I can no longer see John Turk. I feel like I'm...
Are you there, Dave? Can you see me?
I can't
can
see
hear me?
You. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I know. We got new studios. It's going to be like this for about 3 months.
Yeah, so give us a little bit of a break today. It's going to be a... here's what it feels like here at AM 760.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Yeah, it feels like DEFCON 1 in here just because we're, you know, it's like if coming into radio is, as we said, like flying the Millennium Falcon, I guess, then I feel like I've been dropped into like an X-wing fighter, you know, and I wasn't trained to fly an X-wing fighter.
Like one of those two-legged things that they cruise around on Hoth.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like an AT-AT, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm only
AT-AT.
Trained to fly the Millennium Falcon. So Turk and I are going to be...
We'll get through it, Dave.
Yeah, we'll get through it. We'll get through it. And we do it. We have got a really also a pretty busy show today. It's going to be... I'm pretty psyched about it. At 8, we have been discussing taxes for a while now. And a lot of folks... Well, maybe not a lot, but some folks will call up and talk about going to what's called a fair tax or a flat tax. And the national organization that pushes the fair tax, which is basically essentially a national sales tax with a couple of tweaks, contacted us and said, hey, we want to come on the show and talk about what a fair tax is. So I said, well, why don't we do this? Let's bring on one of the nation's leading experts, leading progressive tax experts, Bob McIntyre from the Citizens for Tax Justice, and we'll have him debate the fair taxers, and we'll really get to the bottom of whether a fair tax idea is a good idea, or what is a better idea than the fair tax idea. And I know there's a lot of you out there who say, hey, you know, the tax code is so complex, why don't we just go to one single sales tax? Well, we're going to get into that in a pretty heated debate at 8. Then at 8:40, Gail Haggard, the wife of Ted Haggard, will join us about her new book, Why I Stayed. And I've been a little nervous about this this interview because the Ted Haggard scandal, there are so many issues there, right? I mean, there are just so many issues. You got a really right-wing, conservative Christian leader talking about so-called moral values, ripping on in a really hateful way on homosexuals. And then, of course, the Ted Haggard scandal that we all know of explodes. And so now Gail Haggard, his wife, has written a book about why she stayed with Ted Haggard. And she is essentially saying that Ted Haggard was, and I put this in quotes, cured of his homosexuality. And we'll get into a discussion with her about that kind of attitude, that kind of framing. And I'm really curious to know what she's going to say when I ask her, and I'm going to ask her this, don't you feel uncomfortable looking back in retrospect and moving forward, ripping on gay people at the same time that your husband, now whether you can say he's gay now or he was gay or he still is gay, but your husband was at a certain point gay. Isn't there... has this changed your thinking? So it should be interesting. That's at 8:40 with Gail Haggard. And then at 9:30 in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, right here, live in studio, Mayor Howdy Doody. He will be here. And I need your help with this. In this first hour, and in the, well, actually, until we interview him, I would love your thoughts on what questions you want asked to Mayor Hickenlooper about his run for governor. That's what we're going to be discussing. We're going to have him in studio for a half an hour at 9:30. And I've got my own questions for him that I'm looking forward to asking him. And I'd like to hear what you want me to ask him as well. We're not going to have time to take calls because it's a pretty short block. But if you can instant message us, am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page, send us your question ideas for Mayor Hickenlooper when he is in studio at 9:30. I would be most, most appreciative. The obvious ones, so you don't have to send me these. I'm going to obviously ask him about taxes. I'm going to obviously ask him about marijuana. I've got some sound clips I'm going to play back to him of his own comments. So I would love to hear from you. Other than that, if you've got some specific questions, shoot us an instant message. AM760.net, click over to the David Sirota page. This first hour, I'm going to throw out three topics, kind of a smorgasbord here. The first topic is what I was on MSNBC for yesterday. We have a clip of it on our website, AM760.net, click over to the David Sirota page. The Rahm Emanuel scandal, or controversy, about him using the word retarded. According to the Wall Street Journal, in August, the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, at a regular meeting of progressive groups in Washington that the White House holds to give orders to these progressive groups, and we're going to get to that in a second, Rahm Emanuel called these progressive groups effing retards. And there is now this controversy that he used the word retard in a derogatory kind of way. And he has now apologized. He's issued an apology publicly. He's called up the head of the Special Olympics to apologize to him. What do you think about this? What do you think about the use of the word retarded? Is it acceptable? Is it unacceptable? I'll be honest with you. I've used the word retarded. I mean, I grew up on the East Coast, and you know, you'd sort of use it when you were a kid. Ah, you're being retarded. You know, stop being retarded, right? And frankly, when I grew up, you know, 20 years ago, when you were a kid, sometimes at summer camp you'd say, if you didn't like something, you'd say, oh, that's so gay, right? Now, as you grow up, you realize that this is not an acceptable way to talk. right? It's not an acceptable way to speak. And I know some people have likened it. They've said, well, you know, why is Sarah Palin, you know, criticized Rahm Emanuel for using the word retarded? You know, why didn't Sarah Palin criticize Dick Cheney for saying to a senator, Pat Leahy, a couple of years ago, you know, go F yourself? And I do think that there's a difference there, right? When you're using the word retarded or when you're using the word gay in a derogatory way, you are effectively slandering a whole group of people. It's different than just straight-up profanity. I actually have less of a problem with straight-up profanity than I do with words that slander whole groups of people. But I wonder what you think. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. And I think Rahm Emanuel should have to apologize for using that word, even though it was in a semi-private meeting. But I'll tell you this. I think the controversy, in addition to this issue, that nobody's really talking about, but I talked about it on MSNBC last night. And you can find the clip on our website, am760.net. I think the other part of this controversy is that the White House, we now know the White House is giving orders to progressive groups. And those progressive groups are basically taking them. Every week, and I've known this for a while, but now it comes out into the papers. Every week, the White House brings in the professional liberal groups in Washington, D.C., and hands out orders and tries to intimidate them and screams at them. And for the most part, and we've discussed this, progressive groups, not in total, but for the most part, have simply cheered on the White House. They have not been independent. And it's because of bullying like this that they have not been independent. And it's because of bullying like this that we don't have an independent progressive movement continuing to push the White House. This is the part of the story that really hasn't been discussed. And this is, I think, a huge part of what the political problem is in this country right now. The difference between FDR's time and this time right now is that during FDR's time, there were independent progressive organizations agitating for change, going up against the White House, right? Labor wasn't going in to the White House and being yelled at and being told to get in line and then following orders from FDR's chief of staff. So I think part of the story that's not being talked about in this Rahm Emanuel controversy is the corruption of the professional left, the professional liberal organizations in Washington that simply take orders from the White House. I think that's a huge, huge problem. Also, another issue I want to throw out there, hear what you think. 303-713-7600. LED signs, those light-up signs, those big billboards, right? Those, and you see one, the one that I always see is the one right down Colorado and 25, right? The billboards that change. They're like one giant LCD display. There is a move afoot now on the Denver City Council to ban them because of light pollution. What do you think about that? Do you think there is such a thing as light pollution? You know, when I think about this, do you ever see the Seinfeld episode where Kramer is living across the street from a Kenny Rogers roaster? See, I can't see Turk. I don't know if he's listening. If anybody remembers that Seinfeld episode, Kramer's living across the street from a Kenny Rogers roaster. Kenny Rogers roaster opens up, and the light from the Kenny Rogers roaster sign is so bright that it starts, you know, beaming in like a laser beam through every crack in his apartment. And so this is the concern. This is the concern, apparently, from the Denver City Council. The Council's Blueprint Denver Committee on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, initially approved a ban on these billboards, along with changes and clarifications to the ordinance governing outdoor advertising. So what do you think about this? Do you think this is too much government? Is it government overreaching, dealing with so-called light pollution? Look, I used to live in a really, really busy part of Washington, D.C., 18th and Columbia, in Adams Morgan. and the noise and the light was terrible. I hated it. It drove me crazy. And there was part of me that said, look, I chose to live here. I chose to live in this busy area, so I can't really complain. The other part of me said, you know, if you just let anybody do whatever they want, if you just let, you know, huge bright signs, no noise ordinances or anything like that, you're going to drive people crazy. So I wonder what you think. Do you think we should ban, Denver should ban these big bright LED signs? 303-713-7600. It was just in the Denver Post. And then finally, I just want to throw out this one last topic here before we get to our first break. Finally, apparently the underwear bomber is giving up crucial information. Now, whether you believe that or not, and I don't believe that the government has any necessary reason to lie. Well, actually, that's not true. They do have a reason to lie. Maybe they want to justify their war, this new war in Yemen. But there's a discussion going on where the government is saying it is getting valuable information from the underwear bomber. At the same time, conservatives are saying that we can't give people who commit potential terrorist crimes access to due process of law. There's a conflict there, I think. If we're getting valuable information from terrorists without torturing them, with reading them their Miranda rights, doesn't that show that our regular criminal justice system works? Doesn't it show that we can actually fight terrorism and protect our own Constitution? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. It's 720 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've got three topics going this morning. We're going to get to your calls. Also fill you in on some national stories off the wire, including more details on war funding, how much it's really going to cost. We got a couple open lines, 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic is getting busy for us this Thursday morning. Eastbound 6th Avenue got a crash just east of Sheridan. Delays back past Wadsworth there. They are stop-and-go kind. Also some crashes on the surface streets, Baseline and Cherryvale and Boulder. Two-car crash northbound DTC at Bellevue. Also one on the ramp from eastbound C-470 to southbound I-25. Finally, another four-car crash on the ramp to Quebec from eastbound C-470. Snow is flying in the high country. You're going to see it around Vail and Copper Mountain. There's some patchy ice on 70 between Idaho Springs and Eagle. Also snowy down south between New Mexico State Line and Pueblo on I-25. Forecast, cloudy skies, scattered snow and rain showers with little accumulation in the metro. Looking for a high around 44. Right now, 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Pearl, there is never a good time for your sewer line to plug up. Declare war on that blockage. Drain Solvers provides top quality drain cleaning and router services and will break through any blockage. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer pipe for only $79 and clean your drain for $99. Mention this special when you call. Drain Solvers, the trenchless pipe repair specialists. Drain Solvers does whatever it takes to solve your plumbing problem. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Or drainsolvers.com. Access fees may apply.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. We're online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund. Guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it.
Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-700-0107. The number again is 1-800-700-0107.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
I don't want the big names.
Tom Hartman.
You gotta suck up to them. You can't ask the hard questions. There are politicians who are willing to come on my program and answer any question that I put to them, but there are very few. I'm not one of those guys who thinks that good talk radio is sucking up to politicians on the air. I think, in fact, it's the exact opposite. I'm very proud of the fact that we don't do suck-up interviews with politicians.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1.
Not gonna do it.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
7:25 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about three topics I've thrown out there. Rahm Emanuel, the White House Chief of Staff, calling liberal groups effing retarded. And this is a controversy because he used the word retarded. I want to know your thoughts on that, whether you think the use of that word is unacceptable in how derogatory it is to people with mental disabilities. 303-713-7600. And I've given you my opinion about the story behind the story, that the real story behind the rhetoric is that the White House is giving orders to progressive groups in Washington, the big progressive groups, and by and large, those progressive groups are listening and just simply taking orders. That's a big problem in our politics right now. Also, those big LED signs, those big giant billboards, that can change. They're like one giant computer screen. The Denver City Council may ban them as part of their new Denver planning and zoning laws. What do you think about that? Is that too much government? Or do you think they should be banned? It's a discussion about light pollution. Do you believe there is such a thing as light pollution? And also, the underwear bomber. Reports now that we're getting actionable intelligence from the underwear bomber. Well, if that's true, if that is true, and he has been read his Miranda rights, and he has been within the system, right, within the regular legal system, he hasn't been in a military commission, he hasn't been put at Guantanamo, doesn't that mean that the system works? And I tell you something, this story really, it just bothers me. It bothers me that there are so many conservatives out there arguing that the best way to protect our country is to trample our Constitution. That somehow, they believe that our justice system doesn't mete out tough punishments, in particular, to foreigners to people who have been accused of terrorism. Now, look, I think our justice system's got some problems in the sense that it's not fair. There's a lot of racial issues, racial inequality issues inherent in sentencing right now and in our justice system. But the idea that our justice system is too weak on people accused of terrorism is so ridiculous. It's actually insulting. These people are literally saying that our justice system cannot mete out justice. It's absolutely grotesque. And so I just raise the question, if we're getting actionable intelligence from the underwear bomber through normal due process means, doesn't that mean that the justice system does in fact work? 303-713-7600. Now, I want to throw out one more topic. I know I don't usually do a smorgasbord, but one more topic I do want to throw out because it just came, I just read it during the break. The headline of the Denver Post this morning, Colorado lawmaker to withdraw Indian mascot bill. A state lawmaker plans to withdraw a bill that would legislate public high schools' use of American Indian mascots, saying she's already achieved her goal of igniting a community discussion over whether the mascots are appropriate. Senator Suzanne Williams of Aurora, the Democrat, said Wednesday that her measure isn't needed anymore because the Colorado Indian Education Foundation plans to work with schools that have Indian mascots. And this is an attempt to address the situation where, you know, I mean, the most famous one at the national level, you know, the Washington Redskins, or the Cleveland Indians. And Indians, or at least some Indian groups, are saying that they find it offensive. And I got to tell you something, I can't disagree with them. Right? If you had a team called, I don't know, the Aurora Jews, right? As a Jewish person, I'd be like, that's not cool. Right? That's just not that cool. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Now, there's been some criticism among Democratic political operatives of this bill, saying, oh, this is gonna create a firestorm debate that's gonna take away from a discussion over real economic issues that we need to be having. I'm curious what you think about this, because setting aside the political question, I think it's undeniable. I mean, I remember, I'll give you one anecdote and then we'll go to the phones. I remember when I was at Northwestern, I went down to the Northwestern in Chicago. We went to a football game at University of Illinois at Champaign, and it was like, you know, it's freezing. It was probably 15 degrees out, and it goes to the halftime show, and they're the Fighting Illini, the Illinois football team, and they at the break during halftime, there's this big ceremony, and this guy comes running out onto the field. Their mascot is a guy, you know, with a big Indian headdress, no shirt on, barefoot. Really like the kind of caricature of a primitive, right? Running on the middle of it's like, you know, 15 degrees out there. And there was just something so cartoonish and ethnically offensive about it that it just reiterated to me that while it's easy for people who are not Indians to say, don't worry about it, you know, we're not really criticizing, or this is not really derogatory to Indians. I tried to imagine what it would be like to be an Indian. Looking at that, a Native American. And the thing is, by the way, Native American, Indian, one asterisk. I know some people are going to say, well, why are you calling them Indians? Shouldn't we call them Native Americans? I tell you something. When I lived up in Montana, Indians or Native Americans like to be called or ask to be called Indians. I didn't know that until I moved up to Montana. I was up there, and there's another side story. I was in my first meeting. I was in the governor's office, and I was talking to somebody, and I said, you know, what about the Native American community? They said, it's Indians. You call them Indians up here. So whichever word you use, my point is only that this, I tried to imagine what it would be to look at the Washington Redskins or the Fighting Illini, as it were, when I was there from a perspective of an Indian. And, yeah, you know what? The political operatives in this state might not like this idea of trying to soften these mascots or change them. But this is probably a real issue to Indians. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We're going to go to the phones. The first phone call in this new studio. Hopefully I can get it right here. Here we go. Charlie in Boulder. Charlie, you're on AM760.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys this morning?
All right, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I know I've called in before, and I listen to a lot of things, and you know, we go right to the bone of all this stuff. It's all about money. I'm thinking about writing a book about the corruption and how far they take our rights, our liberties, and our money to, you know, to promote their own betterment.
And you're talking about who? Who's they?
The government. I mean, our government now is not even a government. It's corporate fascism, as far as I'm concerned. You know, you're talking about the flat tax later. It's not about us. It's about the super rich. It's all about a flat tax, and they get to keep the big money and send their money out of the country. The same thing about the sign issue. It's not about you and me. It's about profit. It's all about profit.
Well, the problem, and here's the problem, is because we're going to talk to Mayor John Hickenlooper at 9:30 about taxes, among other things. The problem has been, and I wrote about this in my column a couple weeks ago, which is that we've got a problem of tax revenues in this state and in this country. We've got big deficits, and we need to finally have a serious debate over taxes. And the problem is that it's very difficult to have a serious debate over taxes when, as you say, at the same time, much of the headlines about the government are about the government using our tax dollars to subsidize Wall Street bonuses, using our tax dollars to try to hand over our tax dollars, really, to the insurance and drug companies and the healthcare debate. So this is a real quandary, I think, for Democrats. I think it's a real quandary for progressives. How do you argue on behalf of government when the people, many of the people controlling the government, are using the government for ends that we do not support. Because here's the thing. That is a subjective choice. I mean, we have examples of where the government has been used for things that people really support and has been used really effectively, Medicare, Social Security. So it's a very, very difficult, and of course this serves conservative ends, right? They get it both ways. They either get to say, look, the government is not doing the right thing, so we can't raise taxes, or we shouldn't raise taxes. Why should you even want to give more money to public services if the government just uses that money and wastes it? They get to either argue that. At the same time, they get to argue, let's get rid of the government as a whole. So it's really, really a quandary right now. And I'm not sure what the way out of it is, because, of course, their argument is also reinforced by the fact that when you have an underfunded government, it's hard for that underfunded government to do the basic services. I'm not talking about the bailouts now. I'm talking about the basic services that you and I and average people support. It's hard for the government to do those services well when the government is so underfunded.
Well, the underfunding comes from siphoning the funds that we as the taxpayers have put in that goes to the private sector. And I'll give you an example. I designed a lot of things, that did stuff for 9/11, and went in, did everything right by, you know, getting certified, minority status, all this stuff went right to the top, presented to White House staff members even. And you know what? I got taken aside, looked straight in the eye and said, I said, where do we go from here? And they went, you don't. You need to suck up with the big guys because they own all this.
Yeah, well, and you know what? That's so true. And that's what our campaign finance system, unfortunately, is so much all about, which is that you can have the greatest idea in the world, but if you don't have the money to buy access right now, it's hard to get that. It's almost impossible to get that idea heard. It just reinforces why public financing of elections, and I keep going back to that, but why that is absolutely so important. Hey, Charlie, thanks for the call, man. Let's go to, let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760.
How you doing, David?
All right, man.
Hey, I just had a quick comment, and then I'll let you answer about the underwear bomber. You had said earlier that our intelligence and our system has worked. Hasn't it been over a month and a half to get this intelligence? Do you think it would have been more effective had we got it sooner? And would we have gotten it sooner if he was held in a military style?
You know, I'm not going to pretend that I have some access. Well, first of all, it's kind of an unanswerable question, right? I mean, because it didn't happen, right? So it's all a matter of speculation. So, I mean, if we waterboarded him, let's give an extreme example. If we waterboarded him, would he have gotten us actionable intelligence earlier? I can't answer that question. Neither can you. I don't think anybody can, because it just didn't happen. What I can say is this. What we know is that much of the actionable intelligence has come both from him and from his family and from his family encouraging him. We've brought a couple members of his family over to encourage him to cooperate. Now,
had that been done 5 weeks ago?
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. But let me make a distinction here. There's a difference between waterboarding the guy or torturing him or sleep depriving him, whatever, okay? And
well, that's a farce, because who's to say we would have done that?
Well, if you don't give the guy due process, right? What do you mean, who's to say we would have done that? I'm not saying we would have done that. What I'm saying is it has been done to people in similar situations. Okay, so what I'm saying is the reason you don't afford somebody constitutional rights is to do things that violate people's constitutional rights that we know have been done before. Waterboarding, you know, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, they waterboarded on the same grounds, so we got to get the information fast. So my point is only this. You had two paths to go. Either you get antagonistic with the guy, you violate his constitutional rights, you do things like waterboarding. Maybe it's not as extreme as waterboarding. Maybe you sleep deprive the guy. Maybe, you know, who knows? Solitary confinement. That's one way. That's kind of a confrontational way. Or you go the other way. You respect the basic rights enshrined in the Constitution. You bring his family over to try to convince him to cooperate, and you go that way. Those are kind of mutually exclusive, right? I think it's a fair assumption to say that if you go confrontational, if you go the torture route, if you go you're not going to have any due process rights, he's probably going to be less willing to cooperate in the way that he ultimately ended up cooperating. Now, maybe you can say, well, there'd be another incentive there. You know, he'd be afraid, he doesn't want to be waterboarded anymore. Sure, Sure, maybe that's possible, but we just don't know. And my point here is, if they're getting actionable intelligence now, and they're saying it's really serious actionable intelligence, whereas a lot of the stuff that came out of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, people have questioned whether that's really worked, whether that was really actionable. You know, I tend to side on the side of the Constitution. Hey, John, thanks for the call. 7:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got a crash westbound I-70 near Federal, causing jams between the mousetrap there, I-25 and Federal, a hot spot. Also got a crash in the ramp from eastbound C-470 up to southbound I-25. Delays there around Quebec Street as everybody's trying to get up there to the mini mousetrap down on the south end of the city. Also just cleared that crash eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan. Still working accidents baseline in Cherryvale and one on the ramp to Quebec from eastbound C-470. That's a crazy spot there, too, in Highlands Ranch. Patchy fog around Denver this morning. Also some ice on 25 between Pueblo and the New Mexico state line. Also going to be icy on 70 between Idaho Springs and Eagle. Snow is coming down up in the high country. Also in areas around the north and east metro. Forecast mostly cloudy. Chance of snow showers early this morning. Slight chance this afternoon. Little, if any, accumulation. Maybe around an inch in the city. Highs will be in the mid-50s. Right now, 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Lots of companies want to buy your gold. They just won't pay you what it's worth. At Fast Cash Gold Centers, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get what your gold's really worth at Fast Cash, 11 locations, or FastCashGoldCenters.com.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Bobby!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Comcast presents The On-Demand Couple. On June 26th, Shaquille O'Neal was traded alone in a new town. He turned to his friend Ben Stein. Luckily, Ben had the Comcast Triple Play with On-Demand.
I start and stop hit TV shows and the latest movies whenever I want. This feels like home already.
You too can enjoy the Comcast Triple Play with On-Demand. Now only $99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and enjoy access to thousands of On-Demand choices, including movies, TV series, and kids shows. And now, you can even watch online, anywhere, anytime.
Shaq, you're blocking my movie.
Watch it on my laptop.
You can watch it on your laptop? Wait, that's my laptop!
Hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST today and get the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand for just $99 a month for 12 months. Or step up to our HD Triple Play and get up to $200 back.
Offer ends 3-7-10, applies to starter XF Triple Play for new residential customers. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
This is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Through You've Seen on Extra, Dateline NBC, and America's Newsroom. Results are guaranteed. If you want to lose weight, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. Senza has not yet been released to stores, so for your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-377-9636. That's 1-800-377-9636.
7:42 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Remember, got a really, really busy show here. We're going to have this big tax debate over, I know some of you conservative knuckle-draggers out there who listen to the show. Not all conservatives are knuckle-draggers, but the conservative knuckle-draggers, there are a specific subset of conservative knuckle-draggers. And by the way, there are Democratic partisan knuckle-draggers as well. But to you conservative knuckle-draggers out there who have been pushing us to discuss the fair tax or a straight, flat national sales tax, we are going to be debating that at 8, a debate between the Fair Tax Group and Citizens for Tax Justice, the progressive group, about what is and is not a fair tax. That's at 8. And then at 8:40, Gail Haggard, the wife of Ted Haggard, we'll discuss with her her new book, Why I Stayed, should be an interesting interview. And then at 9:30, and I need your help, send me questions. AM 760. Click over to the David Sirota page. Send us instant messages. Your questions for Mayor Howdy Doody. John Hickenlooper is going to be in studio at 9:30, and I need some question ideas. I've got my own. But if you've got questions, send them over to us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We'll go back to the phones. We got a couple issues that we're discussing. Rahm Emanuel, White House Chief of Staff, says that liberal groups are effing retarded. Now he's apologizing for using the word retarded. I want to know what your thoughts are on that word. I think it's an unacceptable word to use in any kind of public forum in a derogatory fashion. But I think the story underneath the story is that he's trying to give out orders to progressive groups. He's berating them. And they've largely taken his orders. And that's part of the big political problem in our country right now, is that we don't really have an independent progressive movement that's willing to challenge the White House. That many progressive groups, especially the big ones, the big well-funded ones in Washington, D.C., simply take orders from the White House and from the Democratic Party. Very different from the independent progressive movement that existed in the past that pushed both Democratic and Republican presidents. Also, this move to ban those big LED billboard signs in Denver, the city council may ban them based on light pollution. What do you think about that? The underwear bomber now giving out actionable intelligence according to our national security agencies. Of course, he's been read his Miranda rights. He's been given, so far, due process rights under the Constitution. Doesn't this mean the current system works? Doesn't this undermine conservatives' whole argument that we have to torture people and ignore their constitutional rights in order to get actionable intelligence against terrorists? And then finally, the other topic we've been discussing is this topic that some people have said is not worthy of a debate. There was a bill in the legislature just killed that would have looked at and tried to maybe change some of the most offensive mascots, high school sports mascots, that use Indian names, Native American names, in a derogatory fashion. Do you think that was a worthy discussion to even have? Some of the, again, knuckle-dragging conservatives, we got one knuckle-dragging conservative who stalks us on our website, emails us 15 emails, 20 emails a day, we love for everybody to email us. You can email us as much as you want, saying, "Oh, I can't believe the state would create an agency to look at derogatory mascot names." Well, my guess is the person who wrote that is not a Native American, and it's very easy for the angry white male to say, "Oh, we shouldn't care when different parts of our pop culture slander minorities." Very easy. It's usually the angry white male who says that's just political correctness. Well, try to put yourself in the position of, let's say, a Native American, and you go to a football game, and the mascot, the cartoon, the thing being made fun of, the thing being an idiot, a joke, is a Native American. I think it's a very real issue. I was sorry to see this bill go. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones. Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave?
Hey, man.
How's it going?
All right.
I just wanted to make a small correction, just minor thing, to what Indians prefer to be called, or natives. I've heard, I'm from Oklahoma, there's like a pretty good population of Indians and natives there, a lot of different tribes, and I'm very, you know, small degree of Indian blood myself. And I've heard natives call each other natives, I've heard them call each other Indians, but I don't think that most prefer to be called Indian. I think they prefer to be called whatever their tribal name is. So if they're Navajo, they prefer to be called the Navajo. If they're Chickasaw, they want to be called the Chickasaw.
Right. Well, how do you? But then, I mean, and that's fair enough. But in an issue where a state is potentially setting up a commission to look at how mascots are representing all of the tribes, what word do you use to encompass all that whole issue?
Natives. I would just say natives. That's my personal preference.
I think the thing is with this is I think this actually really does vary by region. I mean, I really do believe that. I was told pretty harshly when I lived up in Montana that the way to refer to the native peoples up there was to call them Indians.
I think you're probably right there, but I think you can't go wrong if you can identify what tribe they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fair enough.
I think you can't go wrong with that because, I mean, you can't be mad at being called.
No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
And I think that's also plays into what you were just saying about, the angry white male and the demeaning nature of having mascots and that sort of thing. I'm on the side of, not having those mascots because I don't think enough people regard Native culture highly enough.
I agree, man. I think the mascots, right, the mascotization of any ethnic group, because a mascot, I mean, look, when I grew up in Philadelphia, the Philly Fanatic. The Philly Fanatic is, the one of the most famous mascots out there. And kind of epitomizes what a mascot is. The Philly Fanatic is just a big green kind of blob, right? And it's a big cartoon. So to cartoonize an ethnic group, right? Or a minority group. I just think there's something really grotesque about it. And I find it particularly grotesque that some parts of the Colorado political establishment, the Democratic establishment, have said, we can't even discuss this because this is just a side issue. And it's just, again, so easy for white culture to say, every issue of import to minorities is just a politically correct issue. I just think that's just such a white attitude. Right? Now, you could say, well, it's the same thing. What about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish? Right? Isn't that a mascot, kind of cartoonizing the Irish? Well, yeah, it is. How about this? We got plenty of animals out there, right? The Philadelphia Eagles, that there was an example, right? The Denver Broncos, right? We got so many animals out there. Do we really have to resort to mascotting minority groups and ethnic groups? I don't think so. Great point, Mike. Thanks for the call. 750 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you. Still working this crash on the ramp from eastbound C-470 to southbound I-25 there in the Park Meadows area. Delays still back around Quebec Street as you approach the ramp. Also busy westbound C-470, Quincy to Morrison Road in Aurora. 225 also heavy both directions beginning at Parker Road and on 25. Normal jams heading into downtown. Also have some jams for northbounders Lincoln up to County Line Road. Southbounders from 58th past Spear. Also got a clearing from an earlier crash eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan, but still slow going all the way back past Wadsworth. Also dealing with some fog around the metro this morning. Crashes at Baseline in Cherryvale and Boulder. One at Colfax in Monaco. A new one at 44th and Ward. And one in the cleanup phase on the ramp to Quebec from eastbound C-470. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers early in the a.m. Slight chance this afternoon as well. Little, if any, accumulation. Highs in the mid-50s. Right now, 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes, and you could win a bike. Front Range Travel Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit nustats.com/frontrange.
Hi, this is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson, call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
Hey, it's Dave Sirota. You've got to visit the Yak and Yeti restaurant and brew pub. It's absolutely the best place in town to get incredible Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of their two great locations in Arvada on Ralston Road and Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill, theyakandyeti.com.
And there's a lot of talk that this is really the whole thing with the gas pedal and the recall. Has the Toyota situation impacted the market at all?
Well, I think more specifically it's impacted Toyota specifically because I think typically people recognize that it's a specific problem with Toyota as a, you know, as a point of reference. We know that if you own Dell stock, we don't give a rip that Toyota's accelerator pedals are sticking or that they're having problems with the Prius. So I think it's pretty contained to the auto manufacturer Toyota Motor Company itself, ticker symbol TM, and they are down $2.02 a share right now. That's 2.75% drop just today alone, David, and I think you speak to an important topic. Toyota stock, ticker symbol TM, was at $91.78 a share back on January 19th, $91.78. Today, it's at $71.52. It's a 20-point drop on a $91 stock. That's about a 22-23% drop in a matter of a couple of weeks. So I think it really emphasizes and highlights the challenge that people are going to have if they insist on picking individual stocks. And Toyota, as you know, has been a premium stock and a premium company, but even great companies, when good news or bad news comes out of them, you can take one right in the gut. And that's what's happening to Toyota. And the markets are coming down today on increased jobless claims. So I think it's important to get somebody to help you with your finances.
Absolutely.
Right now.
And we always talk about this. It's so up and down these days. You know, it's the bubble economy, at least right now, or at least the idea that it's always going to keep going up. That is out the window, and that's why you need a strategy. 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600 for the team at Presidential Brokerage. Get a strategy today. Mike, good to talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, David. Thank you much.
Obesity is a serious problem. If you're concerned about your weight, you may call the number at the end of this message for a free weight loss trial. We are the foundation for healthier living, and we can help you start losing weight for free. But because obesity is a serious problem, we're only evaluating serious weight loss inquiries on a first-come, first-served basis. If you are concerned about your health and are serious about losing weight, you may call now for a free two-week trial. Call 1-800-500-8094. Developed for people looking to lose 30 pounds or more, our program can help anyone lose weight regardless of body type or ability to exercise. Based on years of research and testing, we guarantee satisfaction. If you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Again, if you are not serious about losing weight, please do not call. Only serious inquiries will qualify for the free weight loss trial. Call the Foundation for Healthier Living at 1-800-500-8094. That's 1-800-500-8094.
Hi, this is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson, call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
76 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking mascots. We're talking Rahm Emanuel, calling liberals effing retarded. We're talking about the ban, the potential ban in Denver on those big LED billboards. And the underwear bomber now giving us actionable intelligence. Does this prove that when you respect somebody's Miranda rights and their constitutional rights, you can actually fight terrorism at the same time? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Sirota, we're talking mascots.
Mascots, man, that's right.
All right, let's replace the Washington Redskins with the Washington lobbyists, or better yet, the Washington crackers.
I've heard the Washington bureaucrats. How about that?
That works. We just have some old fat white guy in a suit throwing credit cards everywhere.
I love it, man. I love it.
Keep it going, man. Take care.
Hey, you too, man. You too. You take care, too. Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph, you got about 30 seconds. Fire away.
Yeah. The use of waterboarding has killed more Americans than on 9/11. What torture gets you are the lies of the weapons of mass destruction of Saddam Hussein and the link between Al-Qaeda and Saddam. You waterboard something, you get what you want, you don't get the truth. You use the court system for centuries. It's been designed to eliminate lies and to prevent perjury. It produces truth. And waterboarding and torture does not.
And it's a great point, Ralph. I mean, and that's what people forget. They think, oh, you know, they have the 24 from the TV show. They got that situation in their mind. Oh, if we just, you know, beat the crap out of somebody, they're going to give us an actionable piece of intelligence. All they do is, many times, just give you something, anything, to get you to stop beating them up. It's a good point. All right, stick around. A big tax debate coming next.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is coming fast. Pro Flowers is offering one dozen roses starting at just $19.99. That's $19.99 for one dozen roses with a 7-day freshness guarantee. Plus, get a free glass vase when you order today. Where else can you find Valentine's roses for just $19.99? To guarantee delivery by Valentine's Day, click on the Pro Flowers ad showing now. Or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter password HOT19. That's ProFlowers.com. Radio microphone, password HOT19.
Blue Angels Fly Over. That's more like it.
For healthier hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results guaranteed. Ovation works.
Ovation cell therapy is so good, it's guaranteed.
I'm very pleased with Ovation. Your money-back guarantee got me to try it. My hair is much shinier, softer, and fuller looking. My stylist can really see the difference. My hair is so healthy. I can continue with perms and color. Ovation, for my money, you're the real deal.
For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout.
For real results guaranteed, Ovation works.
AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Breaking news from Washington. The Transportation Department has just opened an investigation into brake problems plaguing the 2010 Toyota Prius Hybrid. CBS's Jeff Gilbert in Detroit tells us what the company has to say.
The problem occurs mostly on bumpy or icy roads when the anti-lock brakes kick in. There's a lag caused by an issue with the software. Toyota officials in Japan now say they knew there was a problem. They fixed it at the factory, but haven't yet figured out how to fix it at the dealership. At this point, they are not giving any guidance to customers.
Auto analyst David Cole says the software problem with brakes is harder to deal with than the trouble with unintended acceleration.
It's a very different issue than they had with the floor mats and the sticky throttle. This is one that is in the software, which is in some ways somewhat more complicated.
10 Americans under arrest in Port-au-Prince for allegedly trying to sneak Haitian orphans out of the country are scheduled for a hearing at this hour that could lead to criminal charges. CBS News correspondent Bill Whitaker.
The National Chief of Police told us that they could face lengthy jail term if they are found guilty of these charges. These are very, very serious charges. Kidnapping, child trafficking, very serious charges.
The Americans say they only wanted to give the children a better life. At the National Prayer Breakfast, Senator Orrin Hatch prayed for Haiti.
We pray at this time for those who are suffering in Haiti and elsewhere throughout the world.
While President Obama called for civil discourse in politics.
Surely you can question my policies without questioning my faith, or for that matter, my citizenship.
Still with politics, Massachusetts Senator-elect Scott Brown takes his oath of office later today to become the 41st Republican vote.
It's time to get to work.
And the Tea Party is gathering for a convention in Nashville.
Sarah Palin's the headliner, but anger over her speaking fee and the cost of attending drove away some groups and two GOP congresswomen who were on the agenda. For Tea Party loyalists, dollars are a galvanizing theme.
What about our deficit? When are we going to dig ourselves out of this deficit?
And with key midterm elections approaching, Republicans like Haley Barbour want the Tea Partiers on their side.
We as Republicans need to make sure they understand that we see them as our allies.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
This is just in. Factory orders rose 1% in December. The market for fine art may be on the rebound.
The boom in a very, very elite circle is certainly back.
Art editor Judd Tully points to the record price an anonymous buyer has just paid for Giacometti's 1960 bronze Walking Man 1, $104.3 million.
If you can imagine spending $100 million for an artwork, your net worth has to be somewhere in the several billion dollar category or more.
Reed Thin, the walking man, stands a lifelike 6 feet tall. The sculpture catches him in mid-stride, head up, arms at his side. Wall Street is heading lower. The Dow Industrials are down 136. This is CBS News.
You ever see those people on game shows who know the answer to everything? Russian poets, most popular dog breeds, number of stitches on a baseball. Bam. The answer is always at their fingertips. Well, Intuit QuickBooks Online can make you just like that with your small business. Who owes you? Your biggest expenses? How much you made last month? Wham, wham, wham. The subject is your business. And you're a genius. Intuit QuickBooks Online lets you see all your business info in one place and lets you get to it anytime, anywhere. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Medical marijuana advocates in Colorado will file a statewide ballot initiative today to regulate medical marijuana dispensaries and production facilities. Sensible Colorado is the name of the group. It plans to announce details of the initiative at a news conference this morning on the steps of the state capitol. The campaign will need to collect more than 75,000 signatures by July in order to qualify for the November ballot. Winter is trying to make a comeback this morning in the metro area.
Most of the accumulating snow last night was from Lyman and the Monument Hill southward, where anywhere from 1 to 3 inches has fallen. And this morning, the accumulating snowfall is actually going to pretty much skip right across the Denver metro area.
National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Bargenbrooks says we could see a few more flakes this morning, but most of the snow is falling farther north. In sports, the Phoenix Suns beat the Denver Nuggets last night. Final score was 109-97. The Avs were off. They play the Predators tonight in Nashville. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where you're still going to run into delays as you're traveling eastbound on C-470 on that approach to I-25. We've had an earlier crash there. Northbounders on 225, you're slow pretty much all the way across Aurora, starting right around Parker Road, taking you to Colfax. Northbound I-25 also bogging down just a bit, coming out of the tech center towards Yale. Speeds are going to dip down into the 30 and 40 mile an hour range through there. Off the highways, they've mopped up an accident. This one occurred on Hamden at I-25, just a minor fender bender there. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day with a high of about 45. Currently it's foggy, just a little bit breezy, and 31. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DeVry University and its Keller Graduate School of Management invite you to attend the 21st Century Careers Open House on Saturday, February 13th. Learn how the right education can lead to an in-demand career. Visit devry.edu/Denver to register.
Good day, citizens. Stand by for vital financial information from LendingTree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, parents, you don't need the latest gizmo slang or clothes to be a perfect parent, because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AO6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've been talking a lot over the last few weeks about taxes and the need to have a real tax discussion in this state and in this country. We're going to go to a national discussion about that, about federal taxes. The headline from the Wall Street Journal this week was that in President Obama's budget, there are some tax increases. I don't necessarily subscribe to calling it that, but some tax increases in President Obama's budget. The reason I say I don't subscribe to calling them increases is because the bulk of what's being talked about in those headlines is that President Obama is going to allow or proposes allowing the Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans to simply expire. Is getting rid of tax cuts or letting tax cuts expire as the legislation passed did. Is that a tax increase? I don't think that's a tax increase. But the point here is that we are starting a national tax discussion. And one of the things that always comes up in a national tax discussion is something called, or that its proponents bill as, the fair tax. And so what I want to do, and what we're going to do right now, is have a debate over this proposal and whether it is indeed fair. Joining us now are two guests to debate this. On the line with us is Bob McIntyre of Citizens for Tax Justice. You can find their website at ctj.org. I've known Bob for years. Citizens for Tax Justice is a progressive tax organization and advocacy group in Washington, D.C. Additionally, on the line with us is Ken Hoagland, the National Director at fairtax.org, which pushes the proposal that proponents call a fair tax, obviously. So let's gong them in to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No! That's it.
Pain does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No! That's it.
Defeat does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No! That's it.
Okay, so welcome to both of you. Thank you both for joining us today for this debate about a fair tax. So obviously, let's start with Ken. Ken, why don't you explain to the listening audience what it is fairtax.org is in specific proposing?
We are proposing enactment of legislation now pending with about 65 co-sponsors that would replace all federal taxes on income with a national retail sales tax collected at the point of final retail sale only once, at a rate of 23% if calculated as income taxes are calculated, or 30% if you calculate it as a sales tax is calculated. That tax would replace income taxes, corporate taxes, FICA taxes, marriage penalty would be eliminated, alternative minimum tax would be eliminated, capital gains taxes would be eliminated. In essence, all taxes on income, including the highly regressive Social Security and Medicare tax. It is said by $22 million of research to raise every penny now raised by the income tax system and FICA taxes, which are hidden from our paychecks and withholding and payroll taxes, and does it in such a way that we stop taxing what grows the economy, work, savings, and investment, and instead tax a much broader tax base, which is consumption. Broader because when you tax consumption, you are taxing existing wealth when spent, unlike the income tax system. And you get away from the corrupted definitions by the tax writing committees in Congress, Ways and Means, Senate Finance, Joint Committee on Taxation, and instead you have all the loopholes for the millionaires, fat cats, corporations, they all slam shut. Illegal immigrants become taxpayers as consumers.
Okay, so you walk into a store, you're not paying any more income, you're not paying any more income tax, any taxes on any income you are not paying anymore, but you walk into a store, if there's an item listed for a dollar, you're going to pay $1.23.
You're going to pay $1.30.
$1.30. Okay. So there is the case for the fair tax. Bob McIntyre, let me bring you in now. Bob McIntyre from Citizens for Tax Justice. What do you say in response to what we just heard?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is the rate. I'm glad to see Ken's admitting it's 30% because there was a dispute about that for a while. But that rate isn't a rate that's sustainable to replace the revenues we collect now. For one thing, this plan says that a third of its tax revenues would come from the government paying taxes to itself. So if the government pays somebody to buy the road or buy the tank or the plane for the Air Force, it's supposed to pay the tax. Well, that doesn't work. I mean, if the government could pay all the taxes to itself and that would raise revenue, heck, why don't we do that for everything and let the rest of us pay nothing? It just doesn't work. So when you take out the government share, because paying yourself doesn't do you any good, you get to a rate of 42. Then you start looking at some of the things they're trying to tax, like church services and free care at veterans' hospitals and a lot of hard-to-tax things like free checking. And you take those out and you get to a rate of over 50%. That's what congressional analysts found when they looked at this a number of years ago, and that's what we found when we looked at it. So the rate's going to have to be astronomical. So if you buy a house for $200,000, well, it's going to become $300,000. So if you buy a car for $20,000, it's going to become $30,000 or maybe even more than that. So that's one problem, is that the rate on this has to be astronomical. The second problem is whatever the rate has to be, let's assume whatever, it doesn't really matter, it has to raise as much as we do now. Well, if you do that, then 80% of Americans would pay a lot more in taxes, about $3,000 a year more than they do now, whereas very rich people would pay far, far less, about $225,000 a year less than they do now. Elderly people would be crushed by it because they, you know, pay taxes on their wages all the way through their lives, and all of a sudden you switch the system and you're going to tax what they're living off from their savings at this huge rate. So, you know, it's almost a joke to think that the general public would stand for something like this. I mean, you don't see people running around the country saying, please raise my taxes, make my health care 50% more expensive, make my house cost another $100,000. I mean, it's just silly.
Again, we're debating the fair tax, or the so-called fair tax, and I don't mean to disparage it by calling it the so-called fair tax, because the question is whether it is actually fair. And again, on the line with us is Bob McIntyre from the progressive group Citizens for Tax Justice, and Ken Hoagland, the national director at fairtax.org. And people, whenever we have these tax discussions, they always bring up the fair tax. All right, Ken, you just heard Bob McIntyre say that this would raise taxes, your proposal, regardless of the rate, if it's 30%, if it's 40%, if it's 50%, depending on how you count it, would raise taxes, would end up raising taxes on 80% of Americans. How is that fair?
Well, it wouldn't be. If you accept those assumptions, no, I would be against it too. A lot of research done by some of the best economists in the country on the revenue neutrality of the fair tax and the needed rate to achieve it. And that research comes back and called distributional analysis and says that the greatest beneficiaries of the fair tax are those at the poverty line and below, because the monthly prebate, a check that goes to every American household, that represents 23% of a poverty level income, actually eliminates all federal taxes. When I say eliminates, I mean reimburses all federal taxes on spending up to the poverty level. The second greatest beneficiaries of the fair tax are the middle class themselves. And the rich benefit also, because capital gains taxes are eliminated. So across the board, all of the economists who have looked at this, working for the fair tax, not Bill Gale and not Mr. McIntyre, have concluded that this would actually reduce actual tax burdens for all Americans, but most predominantly the poor and the middle class. At most, under the fair tax, you will pay 23%, figured in a tax-inclusive manner, as are income tax rates. And unlike, at most, paying on an average right now, a little over 31% of what you earn, at most you would pay 23% of what you spend. And to get to a 23% rate, you have to spend about $900,000 a year. So on the rate itself, what it would have to be, and I would point out that the President's Commission on Tax Reform a few years ago did say that would have to be much higher. They threw away all of the fair tax research and the pending legislation and made assumptions that, for one thing, ignored the elimination of the FICA taxes and the effect on the poor. They found other things to be politically unrealistic, so they decided not to exempt them, or they decided to exempt them from the fair tax, which drove the rate up. And then they went out and announced to the public that we've examined a national consumption tax and it'd have to be much higher. They actually examined something of their own creation, that led to a conclusion as they wanted.
Let me turn to Bob. Let me throw it back.
This is extraordinarily amusing.
Let me, because I'm sure you have something to say about this. So we're going to go to Bob at Citizens for Tax Justice. So you just heard the argument, and if you're just tuning in, we're having a discussion about the fair tax, which we always hear. It's basically essentially a national consumption tax to replace all income taxes right now, and this always gets talked about when we have a tax debate, and we're debating it with the director of FairTax.org and also a progressive, Citizens for Tax Justice, a progressive group that does a progressive tax analysis. Bob McIntyre of Citizens for Tax Justice. You just heard Ken from FairTax argue that the government's conclusions, when it studied this issue, were making all sorts of assumptions that aren't factually verifiable. What do you say to that?
Well, that's not true, but let's get to the basic point here. Ken has said so far that his plan raises just as much money as the current tax system and that everyone, poor, middle class, and rich, would get a tax cut. Well, that can't possibly add up, and it's not true. In fact, it's very clear that they would raise taxes on low-income people because right now the tax on low-income people is negative because of the various tax credits like the earned income tax credit. So even if the tax was reduced to zero on the poor, and that's not true, the tax would be higher than it is now. And to make this add up, somebody's got to pay more. It's the middle class, it's the poor, it's everybody but the rich. And, you know, it's not just me. It's the Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation. It's the Bush panel on tax reform and the Treasury Department under Bush. Everybody gets the same answer except Ken.
All right. We're going to stop it there. We're
going to add Larry Kotlikoff and David Turek.
Well, we're going to stop it there. We got to get a break. We're going to come back to this, our debate about the fair tax. And I want to open it up, 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. If you have a question to drop into this tax debate, because we always hear this tax debate come up when we talk about taxes. Do you support a national consumption tax to replace all income taxes? Do you think that's a good idea? 303-713-7600. If you have questions for our experts, we've got the director of FairTax.org on the line with us. We've also got Bob McIntyre from Citizens for Tax Justice, a progressive group that opposes a fair tax. And we want to hear from you. We want your questions. 303-713-7600. Conservative, liberal, progressive, independent, whatever you are, weigh in. Now's the time. 303-713-7600 or instant message us at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We'll get to it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, David, it's really full on the highways around Denver and Boulder right now. C-470 stacked up the eastbounders from around University up to I-25. Westbound, Quincy to Morrison. In Aurora, 225 also heavy. Southbound side mostly between I-70 and Alameda. Speeds in the 20s and 30s there. Also going to be heavy after Parker Road, taking you towards the Tech Center. Northbounders sluggish from the spillway up to Colfax. We do have some crashes out there to warn you about. Colfax and Monaco, one on the ramp to Quebec from eastbound C-470. That one's been around for some time due to a four-car crash. Also one in the cleanup phase in Wheat Ridge at 44th and Ward. Your forecast today, cloudy skies, scattered snow and rain showers. Little accumulation in the metro, looking for a high of 44. Right now, 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules, and a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year, and XL Energy has recently reduced the solar rewards rebate again? Act now before the opportunity to take advantage of the best solar rebate in the country passes you by. Call Independent Power Systems today to learn how incentives pay for up to 50% of the cost of a solar electric system. That's up to $30,000 off the regular cost. Let Independent Power Systems show you how the 30% federal tax credit and the XL rebate, make now the best time ever to buy a solar system. Call Independent Power Systems today at 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit solaris.com to learn more. That's solaris.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
100-9459 and find out how to get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-500-9459. Again, that's 1-800-500-9459.
I don't want to just throw a big game celebration. I want to do it right.
Sam's Club member Linda O'Brien on gearing up for game day with super savings.
From wings and meatballs to chips and dips to Pepsi, the value can't be beat.
Members saved up to 30% on some of the most frequently purchased product categories. Become a member February 3rd through the 7th and score a $10 gift card.
When it comes to hosting, Sam's Club is my MVP.
Join Sam's Club for big values on everything for the big game. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Tuna melt and fries.
Good.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back.
This is great.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back and no interest.
Delicious.
Anywhere you eat, from takeout to sit down, you'll get 3% cash back when you use Chase Freedom today. Avoid interest on everyday purchases by paying in full with Blueprint. This is more than a cash back card. It's freedom. Enroll now at chase.com/freedom.
Chase cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
I don't want the big names.
Tom Hartman.
You've got to suck up to them. You can't ask the hard questions. There are politicians who are willing to come on my program and answer any question that I put to them, but there are very few. I'm not one of those guys who thinks that good talk radio is sucking up to politicians on the air.
I think, in fact, it's the exact opposite.
I'm very proud of the fact that we don't do suck-up interviews with politicians.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1.
Not going to do it.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
24 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're getting a lot of your instant messages here. And we're taking your calls, 303-713-7600. We've been talking a lot about taxes. And every time a tax debate happens in this country, we start hearing a discussion of a quote-unquote fair tax or a national consumption tax to replace our entire federal income tax system. And on the line with us, we have the National Director of FairTax.org and also the Director of the Progressive Group's Citizens for Tax Justice. We've been debating whether a fair tax is indeed fair. And you've heard the debate, and we want to take some of your calls and have you ask some questions about this. So we're going to go right to the phones now, and we'll go in the order that they were received. We'll go to Ken in Thornton. Ken, you're on AM 760.
Yes, Ken Connell Thornton.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Great debate. Who would be paying under the proposed consumption tax who currently get around the other payroll taxes and income-based taxes in our present system? How do we add to a tax base in that way?
Well, let's go to Ken first on that. Ken, how would you answer that?
It's a great question and goes to the previous point made. Right now, existing wealth is not taxed under the income tax system. Warren Buffett, to his credit, rightly told the public that on the hundreds of millions of dollars of dividend income that he earns, he pays a lower tax rate than his salary-earning secretary. If Bill Gates, if the stock performance of Bill Gates stock this year is off, and I don't actually know that it is, but if he earns zero, his $47 billion in resources just sit there, and he's classified under the income tax system the same way a homeless person is.
And there's a good point there about the accumulation of wealth. Bob McIntyre of Citizens for Tax Justice, what do you say to that? I mean, and I've been wanting to ask you this question in this debate. What do you say to what Ken is saying about how the national consumption tax, the fair tax, would get at that problem where Warren Buffett pays a lower effective tax rate than his secretary? And if the national consumption tax, a quote-unquote fair tax, doesn't get at that question, what would you propose as an alternative?
Well, let's start with the sales tax on Warren Buffett. Right now, and Ken is right, the tax rate on dividends is very low, only 15%, and that's a defect in our income tax. Under Ken's tax, however, Warren Buffett gets his $100 million in dividends, and instead of paying $15 million, he pays on the little bit that he spends on consumption. So his taxes would be cut almost 90% because he doesn't spend a lot of money. So Warren Buffett's a bad example for you, Ken. Now, what should we do about the fact that Warren Buffett's dividends are taxed so low? We should get rid of the special tax break for dividends and the special tax break for capital gains, not eliminate all taxes on dividends and capital gains, which is what Ken is talking about.
Yeah, and I want to say that my position on this, I don't mean to have been evasive on this, where I come down on this, and I'm not sure if Bob McIntyre likes this, and I'm guessing Ken won't like it, but I'm all for basically classifying all income as income, not differentiating between capital gains income and wage income, et cetera, setting up, you know, three or four progressive brackets to tax all income just as income. That's my idea. How do you both feel about that idea? I know it's the Center for American Progress, for example, a couple of years ago proposed something similar. Ken, why not that idea? Why not just one, classify all income as income, have a couple of graduated rates, and that's it? How about that?
Well, basically because it's a mistake to tax what goes into building jobs, capital formation, and the economy. That's the basic mistake, and why the flat tax is not as good as the fair tax either. You don't want to tax what the capital formation that helps small businesses build jobs. You don't want a system that's so complex that you're paying so much money to collect every dollar in tax. Tax what comes out of the economy, consumption, instead of what goes in. And by doing that, how does everybody pay less taxes? Because they're paying less of their share. $1.5 trillion a year right now in the underground economy. Government right now taxing itself.
So is it fair to say, and this is a key point here, is it fair to say that part of what undergirds your analysis of the tax problems right now is that there is a lot of money that is not being taxed that is in, as you call it, the underground economy? I mean, that seems to be a major fundamental premise of what you're proposing.
The underground economy is one. Parts of the tax base that have been able to weasel out of their fair share in the tax code, everybody's competing for it, including Citizens for Tax Justice. Everybody goes up and competes with the tax writing committees, give my constituency a break. And what it's resulted in is 67,000 pages of tax regulations. Mr. McIntyre himself has complained bitterly that the real tax corporate tax rate is not 35%. It's more somewhere between 7 and 20% because so many favors have been handed out. It's become corrupted.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody's defending that current system, and not me, at least not me, and not Bob McIntyre. Bob McIntyre, I'll ask you this question, then we'll go to another call. Again, if you want to weigh in on this debate, 303-713-7600. Bob, what about the idea of, you know, saying all income is income regardless of where you got it, and it's going to be taxed at, let's say, 3 or 4 or 5 graduated rates? Seems to me that would be fairly simple. Now you'd have to figure out what those rates would have to be in order to make the revenues work. What about that idea?
I think it's a grand idea. I'm for it. It's been my program for the last 30 years.
I think I probably got it from you, by the way, just full disclosure. I've been following Bob's work for years and years and years. I'm not going to try to pretend that I don't have an opinion on this, but I'm right in saying this is what you have been talking about for years.
Right, and sometimes we've been successful. Under Ronald Reagan in the mid-80s, we got a tax system pretty close to that, and it lasted for a while until the forces of politics intervened. But that's an important thing to note about Ken's sales tax proposal. He says it's going to tax everything. Well, let's imagine that it was adopted. Who would be the first people in front of Congress? The hospitals would come and say, you can't tax health care. That's a terrible thing. Americans need this to necessity, so we exempt health care, and the rate goes up. And then other people would say, you can't tax housing. It's just terrible. And the list would go on and on. It's not like politics go away if we have a sales tax. even though it does raise taxes on most Americans and cut them for the rich would still be in there lobbying for me for even more breaks.
All right, we're going to take one more call here, and everybody's got 30 seconds. The caller and the two guests are going to have 30 seconds because we're hitting up against the break. Dave in Denver. Dave, you got 30 seconds.
Hey, Dave, thanks for taking the call. Gentlemen, I think the most fair tax is like the property tax. It's a tax on wealth. And what our government does is guarantee ownership of the financial property of the people. Right now, wealthy people in our country, like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, pay nothing for their wealth. And I think there should be a 1% tax on wealth. That would be the most fair tax.
Okay. What about that, Ken? A wealth tax. 30 seconds. Ken, are you there? Sorry. I might start over. 30 seconds. My bad.
To my caller, this is the way to tax existing wealth. And can Congress raise the rate? Yes, they can. But you would have every consumer in the country saying the rate just went over 23% because, once again, you are handing out favors. When you tax income and allow Congress to pick winners and choosers, it's a nanosecond before any number of special interests come up and beg for special favors. You can't do that when the tax is visible on every receipt and every single consumer is a stakeholder.
Bob McIntyre from Citizens for Tax Justice, your response, a wealth tax like Dave in Denver is proposing. You got 30 seconds.
I think that's a lovely idea. It's unconstitutional, so you need a constitutional amendment, but it's a lovely idea. I think he should continue pushing.
What's the constitutional problem with it?
The income tax is allowed. The property tax at a federal level is not. It's just in the Constitution.
Okay, so that wraps up our debate about the fair tax. I want to thank both of our guests, Ken Hoagland from the Fair Tax, fairtax.org. He's the national director of fairtax.org. Bob McIntyre, always good to talk to you, Bob, from Citizens for Tax Justice. You can find Fair Tax's website, fairtax.org, Citizens for Tax Justice's website, ctj.org. Thank you both. I really appreciate the debate. Up next, Gail Haggard on her book, Why I Stayed with Ted Haggard. It's going to be an interesting conversation after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is starting to loosen up already this Thursday morning. Commute has been kind of brutal so far, but we are accident-free on the highways around town. Stop and go on the Turnpike westbound side, Sheridan to Storage Tech Drive. Also, from Table Mesa on into Boulder at Baseline. Stop and go on southbound I-25 to I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Northbounders hitting the brakes there, Washington Street up to 6th Avenue. In Aurora, southbound 225, heavy Yosemite to the Tech Center, northbounders between Iliff and 6th Avenue. Do have some patchy ice up in the high country between Loveland Ski Area and all the way to Vail and Eagle. Also some patchy ice on 25 south between New Mexico and Pueblo. And to the north between Fort Collins and the Wyoming state line. So everybody pretty blanketed except for the Denver Metro right now. Your forecast today, going to be cold, cloudy skies, scattered snow and rain showers. Slight chance this afternoon as well. Little accumulation, though, if any. Highs in the mid-40s, right now 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to save on your groceries every time you shop? Just look for the yellow tags at King Soopers. They're the sign you're getting a great price, and you'll find thousands of them throughout the store every day. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
What? Peter Baruch, Senior Compliance Director for the Business Software Alliance.
Pirating software is serious. It hurts software developers, our economy, and it's illegal. If software is copied illegally at your workplace, report it to the BSA. It's the right thing to do.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Mommy!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30 is tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Have you heard about geothermal? The renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow?
Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. Or online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
Good day, citizens. Stand by for vital financial information from LendingTree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I want my brain back. I want all those book titles and telephone numbers back where I can find them. I want to remember people's names when I run into them. And I want to stop forgetting where I put my keys and glasses. Yeah, I want my brain back. That's why I want Neurosedyn.
Neurosedyn is a scientific breakthrough with proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your mental sharpness and concentration and help you regain your focus. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-700-0107. Neurosedyn's all-natural ingredients help dramatically improve your focus and mental clarity and clear up frustrating brain fog. You could feel as sharp as you did years ago. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. If you want to get your brain back, call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurosedyn before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-700-0107. The number again is 1-800-700-0107.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, asking questions for which there are no answers.
Yeah, thanks. Look, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the name brand tires recommended for your vehicle, Michelin, Goodyear, Continental, with a low price guarantee, so why go anywhere else? Why?
We don't know, Mike.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service, why go anywhere else for tires?
Again, Mike, we don't know. See a participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership, visit GenuineService.com or call 1-877-310-3673 for details through 12-31-10, competitors ad required.
So you just heard a Geico commercial a few seconds ago. Hopefully it made you laugh, or maybe just chuckle. If it made you cry, well, then we might have a problem. Anyway, the important thing is, go to Geico.com and you could save 15% or more on your car insurance.
.840 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Just had a tax debate. Remember, send us your questions for Mayor John Hickenlooper. He's going to be in studio with us at 9:30. Joining us now, we're going to switch from our tax debate now. Joining us now is Gail Haggard, the wife of Ted Haggard, of national fame or infamy, depending on where you come down on the whole controversy about Ted Haggard. She's here to talk about her new book, Why I Stayed, The Choices I Made in My Darkest Hour. Just for some history here, her husband, Ted Haggard, the founding pastor of the 14,000-member New Life Church in Colorado Springs, he was the president of the National Association of Evangelicals, was accused of having a three-year homosexual affair with a Denver man and of using illicit drugs. As Ted confessed that part of these allegations were true, Gail tells her story in her new book. Again, the book is called Why I Stayed. Thank you for taking the time this morning, Gail. Okay, why don't you, before we get into a discussion about the issues in your book, why don't you tell us, answer, if you can, the question, why did you stay?
Well, I think the main reason I stayed was because I knew there was more to this story than just the struggle that my husband was experiencing. We spent 28 years building our marriage together, and I felt it was strong. I knew he loved me and that I loved him. I knew our family was a beautiful family, and that our church that we devoted 22 years to, I loved very deeply, and so I felt all these things were worth fighting for. And this was my husband, this was my marriage, and I just wasn't going to give up on it that easily.
I want to play a clip for you and for our audience of one of the sermons. It's about 30 seconds, a piece of a sermon that Ted Haggard had given that was in the movie that a lot of people have seen called Jesus Camp. Let me play this clip.
We've decided the Bible is the Word of God. We don't have to have a General Assembly about what we believe. It's written in the Bible. All right? So we don't have to debate about what we should think about homosexual activity. It's written in the Bible. I think I know what you did last night. If you send me $1,000, I won't tell your wife.
So that was a clip from a sermon that Ted Haggard, your husband, had given, and I want to ask a question that I know is probably on the minds of a lot of our listeners on AM 760, which is after coming through a situation like you and your family went through, is there any sense that sermons or an ideology that attacks homosexuality is something that maybe is a little bit misguided? That is there any sense of a learning experience that maybe the way that that conservatives portray homosexuality is insensitive, and that this is not such a black and white issue?
Well, there are several things I'd like to address here. First of all, with that clip, the first part, Ted was saying what he really believes. That he does believe that the scriptures teach that homosexuality isn't God's best for our lives. It's not living up to his design for us. Ted really believes that and does believe that. But he also believes that we all have this human condition that we have to contend with and live with. And so him preaching that is what he really did believe. And that little portion where he was joking around with the cameraman, that's been played over and over again. Let me just say, Ted was never a hateful preacher. He was never an anti-gay preacher. He was just saying what the scriptures say. And he revealed in the scandal that he had a battle of his own he was trying to work through. Now to get to your question, here's what we've gained in this, and here's what I've gained in this, is that I understand that all of us have to deal with stuff in our lives. All of us are the way we are for a reason. And when we try to measure ourselves against the ideals that are described in the scripture, and we find that we all fall short, every one of us is. We either lie or we have sexual immorality going on in our lives, or pride, or we're cowards, or any of the things that are listed as falling short or just
but,
not.
But let me just stop you there. Let me just stop you there. And again, on the line with us is Gail Haggard. Her new book, Why I Stayed, The Choices I Made in My Darkest Hour. Her husband is Ted Haggard, the founding pastor of the 14,000-member New Life Church in Colorado. Let me stop you there and ask you, I mean, are you asserting that homosexuals, gay people, who have made their life choice, are you asserting that they are falling short simply by virtue of their choice?
Well, you know, this is a difficult question because I'm not a psychologist, and I'm not an expert on this issue. I am saying what the Bible says in the New Testament when it lists we call them sins, but I think it's anything that's not the ideal or the design that God had for us, that he communicates through the scripture. But let me say this, the whole point of the New Testament is to show us that our human condition doesn't measure up to that, and it's God's love for us that makes him give us his righteousness. And so what I've gained in this a whole process is just a compassion for people. And what I learned was that even though I tried to be merciful and compassionate, and by the way, people who confess to be gay or struggling in homosexuality or wherever they were on that scale were welcome at New Life Church. And we tried to be as merciful and compassionate as we could with everybody in whatever situation they were in. But what I did not know was what it felt like to be the person who felt rejected and excluded and who so desperately needed understanding and compassion.
Do you think that's what
I've gained in this experience. And that's why I think I see people differently than I did before.
Do you think it's fair for many people to look at some parts of the Christian conservative movement in this country and feel that there is a somewhat intolerant streak? And I guess I ask that question because, again, I know a lot of our listeners feel that way. Obviously, not all Christians are like this, but there is a sense that among the most high-profile Christian conservative leaders, that there are many high-profile Christian conservative leaders out there who are constantly preaching intolerance and hate and not the kind of compassion that you're now talking about. Do you think that's a fair perception?
I do. I think you're right in saying that, and that is true of some. It wouldn't be true of all, but one of the reasons I wrote my book was to challenge that kind of thinking, because I feel as though I deeply love what the church exists to do, but I feel that the church is falling short, that the church is not representing the teachings of Jesus, which are forgiveness and love and compassion for people. And I think the problem is that we are so limited in our understanding, and I think we categorize people, and that's a very cruel thing to do to anybody. I think what we need to do is be more understanding and respectful of the individual and be supportive of them in dealing with whatever they're dealt in life, because all of us have something.
Again, the book is Why I Stayed, The Choices I Made in My Darkest Hour. Gail Haggard is the author. She is, of course, the wife of Ted Haggard. Gail, we really appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
8:49 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That was, again, Gail Haggard, her book, Why I Stayed, The Choices I Made in My Darkest Hour. And pretty interesting interview there. Pretty interesting take, if you ask me. Up next, news of the weird. There's a bunch of news of the weird out there today. There always is a bunch of news of the weird out there. But today, particularly weird news, including a New York driver who used a mannequin to try to avoid getting ticketed in a carpool lane. That's that old trick. And a Butte restaurant. This news of the weird from my old state of Montana. Butte restaurant burglarized 3 times in 4 days. Man, that is just brutal. All that with news of the weird after a traffic update with Captain Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic is busy for us. A lot of it on the turnpike right now, westbound side from Sheridan to Storage Tech Drive, again from McCaslin to Foothills Parkway, and then from Table Mesa into Baseline. The real slow traffic is once you get closer to Boulder. Eastbounders, really no struggles. Looks like it's a breeze getting to 25. On 25, normal jams coming southbound, 120th to 84th. I-70 past Spear, again from about 17th to Colfax, a little stretch there as well. Northbounders Lincoln to 6th Avenue. One crash, single car accident on I-70 near Floyd Hill. We do have some ice out there. We're getting a lot of reports of accidents up north on 25, north of Fort Collins, between basically Loveland and the Wyoming state line, so do be careful. It's also slick in spots on 70 between Idaho Springs and Eagle. The forecast, cloudy skies, scattered snow, rain showers, very little accumulation, though, expected here in the Denver metro. Looking for high around 44 right now, still sitting at 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes, and you could win a bike. Front Range Travel Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit NUSTATS.com/Front Range.
I don't
don't want the big names.
Tom Hartman.
You've got to suck up to them. You can't ask the hard questions. There are politicians who are willing to come on my program and answer any question that I put to them, but there are very few. I'm not one of those guys who thinks that good talk radio is sucking up to politicians on the air. I think, in fact, it's the exact opposite. I'm very proud of the fact that we don't do suck-up interviews with politicians.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1.
Not going to do it.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, asking questions for which there are no answers.
Yeah, thanks. Look, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the name brand tires recommended for your vehicle, Michelin, Goodyear, Continental, with a low price guarantee, so why go anywhere else? Why?
We don't know, Mike.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service, why go anywhere else for tires?
Again, Mike, we don't know. See a participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership, visit GenuineService.com or call 1-877-310-3673 for details through 12-31-10. Competitors ad required.
License 707-193.
Hey, are you one of these guys that can't refinance your mortgage because a bunch of knuckleheads in your neighborhood bought houses they just couldn't afford, got foreclosed on, tanked your whole neighborhood's value, and now you can't take advantage of historically low rates because these boneheads killed your value? Well, here's the good news. There's some new government agency programs out there, and they're going to allow you to refinance your mortgage even if you owe slightly more than the house is worth. You can actually owe more money than the house is worth and refinance with some of the lowest rates in history. Listen, this is like charity, but you got to get moving. This thing's a race. As foreclosures sell, values are going to drop more. When the economy turns around, rates are going to go up more. Listen, if you've waited until now, this is your second chance to capitalize on some of the lowest rates in a generation. Even if you owe more than the house is worth, we can save you a fortune with this deal. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of Earth. Call Lennox Financial, 720-889-9400. That's Lennox Financial, 720-889-9400.
Obesity is a serious problem. If you're concerned about your weight, you may call the number at the end of this message for a free weight loss trial. We are the Foundation for Healthier Living, and we can help you start losing weight for free. But because obesity is a serious problem, we're only evaluating serious weight loss inquiries on a first-come, first-served basis. If you are concerned about your health and are serious about losing weight, you may call now for a free 2-week trial. Call 1-800-500-8094. Developed for people looking to lose 30 pounds or more, our program can help anyone lose weight regardless of body type or ability to exercise. Based on years of research and testing, we guarantee satisfaction. If you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Again, if you are not serious about losing weight, please do not call. Only serious inquiries will qualify for the free weight loss trial. Call the Foundation for Healthier Living at 1-800-500-8094. That's 1-800-500-8094.
When was the last time you had your plumbing system professionally maintained and safety checked? Realistically, maybe never. Hi, I'm Kent Whipple with Whipple Service Champions Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We have a thorough plumbing maintenance and tune-up covering 52 individual operations for the water heater, toilets, faucets, and emergency shut-off valves. You get our clean-cut, shoe-cover-wearing, licensed, drug-tested, and background-checked plumbers. We can prevent little problems from becoming big problems. You get this $139 tune-up for your entire plumbing system for just $48. It's the best value from the best company in town. I am Kent Whipple, and I do personally guarantee your 100% satisfaction or you don't pay. Call 877-WHIPPLE. That's 877-WHIPPLE. Because when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come. Plumbing troubles all gone.
When you hear that music, that's time for News of the Weird. I love this. Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, I love this segment. And I love this story. Cops, New York driver used mannequin in carpool lane. The tip-off was the sunglasses. A New Yorker faces a $135 traffic fine for using a mannequin as her plus one in the high-occupancy vehicle lane of the Long Island Expressway. I always wondered if people were going to do that, and I had heard sort of old wives' tales that people had done that, but apparently they really do do that, and they got busted. $135 for the ticket. To Butte, Montana, a place that can be summed up like this. Oh, my sound went off. Well, Butte, Montana, Butte restaurant was burglarized 3 times in 4 days. But the last time the would-be thieves left empty-handed, the first break-in and burglary of the restaurant happened sometime overnight Friday and was reported at 10 a.m. Three times in 4 days. That is brutal. Branding ban on cigarette packs. The UK government launched plans on Monday to halve the number of smokers by the end of the decade and said it would consider removing branding from cigarette packs and banning cigarette vending machines. So a big crackdown on smoking in England.
Who buys cigarettes out of those smoking vending machines anymore?
Do they still have them?
They're like $7 a pack or something.
Are they really?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. $7 into a vending machine. That's just mechanically painful.
You can throw in a 20 and it spits out change. It's crazy,
yeah.
Dave.
Yeah, and you get a big pocket of change. All right. Get this one. This headline. Crazy. Doctor casts new light on cat that can predict death. When doctors and staff realized that a cat living in a U.S. nursing home could sense when someone was going to die, the feline, Oscar, was portrayed as a furry grim reaper or four-legged angel of death. But Dr. David Dosa, who broke the news, said he never intended to make Oscar sound creepy or his arrival at a bedside to be viewed negatively. Dosa said he hopes his newly released book, Making Rounds with Oscar, will put the cat in a more favorable light, as well as providing a book to help people whose loved ones are terminally ill. We got to get that guy.
Man, I tell you, if you're at that place and that cat came to your bed, wouldn't you just freak out?
Yeah, I would totally. We got to get that guy on the show.
Okay.
And this last headline, Florida trooper accused of writing bogus checks. A Florida Highway Patrol trooper has been arrested on charges of official misconduct for writing too many or fraudulent tickets. That's just brutal. All right, up next, I'm going to take your calls after the national news.
760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
People everywhere recommending Ovation Cell Therapy for thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair guaranteed.
I started using Ovation for my thinning hair, but Ovation has also cleared up the skin condition on my scalp I've been fighting for over 20 years. Ovation really works.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout.
For real results guaranteed.
Ovation works. Ovation is for real. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Or get your money back guaranteed.
Since I've been using Ovation, I've noticed a significant difference in the texture and shine. And my hair has grown at least 2.5 inches. Ovation does all it claims to do. I'd recommend Ovation to everyone. And I do.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout
for real results guaranteed.
Ovation works.
Turn to the left with AM760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. The Prius has problems. So now the federal government is opening a second probe into trouble with Toyotas. Here's WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert in Detroit.
The investigation comes with Toyota executives in Japan admitting they knew about software problems in the brakes of the 2010 Prius, fixed it at the factory, but hadn't told dealers. Analyst Jim Hall of 2953 Analytics says these software problems can be hard to fix.
The way you deal with big parts of the car is different than it has been, where cars were simply mechanical devices, and now they're sort of electromechanical devices.
This is unrelated to the repairs Toyota is making to accelerator systems. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Raising the U.S. debt ceiling, it's as simple as a vote in the U.S. Congress. Happens in about an hour. CBS News Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Fusser explains.
Politicians hate taking this vote, increasing the debt ceiling so the government can borrow more money, this time a boost of $1.9 trillion. But the money is already spent. This is a matter of paying the bills. And the measure, already passed by the Senate, will restore so-called PAYGO rules, requiring Congress to pay for new programs or tax cuts elsewhere in the budget.
They will learn their fate in a Haitian courtroom today. 10 American Baptists accused of child trafficking. It's alleged they tried to take more than 30 kids across the border into the Dominican Republic. CBS's Bill Whitaker in Port-au-Prince.
There has been some word that the Haitian government just might want to make an example of these Americans. There's a real concern here that in the wake of the earthquake, there are child traffickers here trying to scoop up abandoned or lost children.
The accused say the children are from orphanages. Some may not be, but were handed over by relatives. CBS's Steve Kathan is on his for the weekend. Here's why.
First Tea Party. That Boston
rallies around the country have propelled the Tea Party movement. There's anger over government spending.
We're sick and tired of it, and I think the bailouts reached ahead, and we said we cannot be silent anymore.
The first Tea Party convention in Nashville will try to galvanize various groups, but some are taking a pass, saying it costs too much to go, and the organizer is more concerned about profit than message. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
They are out of here. One from Zoo Atlanta, the other from the National Zoo in Washington. Two giant pandas born in American zoos, loaded on board a special cargo jet. They're going to be heading to China, where they will become part of a breeding program in the endangered species native land.
There are only about 1,600 pandas left in the wild, so everything we can do to create more pandas is a good thing.
Brandy
and
Smith.
So Ty is going to China to be part of their breeding program there.
Brandy Smith, curator at the National Zoo, where two pandas do remain on a 10-year, $10 million loan until December. Economists like Gus Boucher were expecting better numbers today. 8,000 new unemployment claims last week.
Firms are still anxious, and they need to be convinced that any improvement in demand is going to continue before they start to hire again.
Stocks heading something bell. The Dow right now down 185 points. This is CBS News.
Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So, putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
So, the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli. Who's pastrami actually kill for? Which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow. Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Mo. There's even free phone support with real life people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Local Toyota dealers have another headache to deal with this morning. The company says it's found a design problem with the brakes on Prius hybrids. The president of Stevenson Toyota in Denver says the company is doing all it can to fix the cars that have been recalled for an accelerator problem.
That means to me that they're taking all the engineering horsepower they have and they're focusing their attention on the remedy and the task at hand.
Ken Stevenson says his dealerships will start making appointments today to fix recalled vehicles. He says they'll work 7 days a week until they can get it done. The world's largest liquor store goes to court next month. The owners of Daveco Liquors in Thornton are charged with misusing their liquor license. Daveco and Davidson Liquors in Highlands Ranch could lose their licenses if the state can prove that the brothers who own the store violated state laws. In sports, the Phoenix Suns beat the Denver Nuggets last night. Final score was 109-97. The Avs were off last night. They play the Predators tonight in Nashville. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Park, 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where this morning's commute late to recover in spots. Southbound I-25 remains busy after 120th as you're making that approach to 84th. Westbound 36 also very heavy coming up on baseline. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s in pockets through there as you are making your way Boulder bound. We've got a single vehicle accident on I-70 near Floyd Hill. Surface street crash northbound Santa Fe at I-25. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect cloudy skies, a high of about 45. Cloudy in the overnight as well. Low dropping down to 26 degrees. Currently foggy, mainly on the west side, and it's 33 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Mountain High.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Hey, Progressive Talk, we're getting your instant messages. AM760.net, estimated time of arrival for Mayor Hickenlooper, gubernatorial candidate Hickenlooper, is about 30 minutes. I need your questions. Instant message them at AM760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page and send us them. It is really, we have moved over to a new studio. We got Hickenlooper coming in studio. Here's what it's like here in the AM760 Progressive Dojo.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
It is DEFCON 1 here today, and we're taking your calls, 303-713-7600. Feel free to weigh in on anything we've been discussing. You heard the Gail Haggard interview. What'd you think of that? Also, the topics that we went over in the first hour here, Rahm Emanuel, the White House Chief of Staff, he is in a controversy after calling liberal groups and liberals effing retarded. What do you think about that? Also, the Denver City Council considering banning those big LED billboards, those big, you know, those one giant computer screen billboards outside. Think of the one I drive by all the time is it Colorado and 25? Do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea? And then the bill in the legislature that would have encouraged high schools around the state to refrain from using Indians or Native Americans as mascots, that bill has been shelved. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. And also, I should just throw it out there again. If you want me to ask certain questions of Hickenlooper, you can weigh in again on our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page, or we'll take your calls. You can throw out some questions you may have for Hickenlooper. How are you feeling about his campaign? Are you happy that he's running for governor? Are you not happy he's running for governor? What about his announcement that he has also said he's probably going to run for a third term if he doesn't become governor? Is that opportunism, or is that smarts? 303-713-7600. Let me fill you in on just a couple of other local news stories here. Colorado medical marijuana debate. Legislature introduces a bill as the industry promises a ballot measure. The battle over medical marijuana in Colorado is heating up as lawmakers introduce legislation that significantly alters the existing medical marijuana system in the state. Chris Romer, this sounds like a much more restrictive bill than he had been originally proposing, that he is one of the sponsors of it, as is Republican Representative Tom Massey. At the same time, there may be a ballot initiative on the issue. We will get an update on that later on this week. If not then definitely early next week. Scott McGinnis, who would probably be the Republican nominee against John Hickenlooper in this gubernatorial race, Scott McGinnis back in the news via Dick Wad. Dick Wadhams is in the news. According to a conservative website in-state, they quote Dick Wadhams saying, quote, if this election has to be about whether voters like John Hickenlooper personally, we will lose, he was saying about Republicans. This guy is dangerous. If we allow him to run as the quirky mayor of Denver, he is dangerous. I'll ask John Hickenlooper about that at 9:30. Colorado oil and gas output rises. Oil and gas production, despite the recession and new state drilling rules, rose about 4% in 2009, according to Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission estimates. So all the talk that those oil and gas rules, which, by the way, John Hickenlooper has ripped on, and I'm going to ask him about that. Despite all the hysteria, oh, the new oil and gas rules have destroyed the oil and gas industry and state, actually, their production is up. So that's why I hope you tune in to AM760 every morning. We try to get you the news behind the news, the truth behind the BS. Speaking of BS, here's some BS I'm personally pissed off about. Comcast adds $2 to the fee for leasing their cable modems a few months after Comcast started doubling high-speed internet speeds for Colorado subscribers free of charge, and they bragged about that. The company is now hiking the monthly fee for leasing cable modems. You know, you need a cable modem in order to use their service. They hike it by $2. Now, that sounds like a little bit, but it's actually a 67% increase. The majority of Comcast's internet customers lease modems from the company, and in January, that monthly charge went from $3 to $5. It's one of those things, those secret charges you read. And I guess it's not secret, but, you know, the fine print charges, right? You always have to watch those, always. 1 in 10 clunkers bought in Colorado have been recalled. More than 1 in 10 cars Coloradans bought through the Cash for Clunkers program last summer have now been recalled as Toyota feverishly tries to fix problems with stuck accelerators that have caused deadly crashes. 1 in 10. And this is some more bad news. Colorado River Basin levels are very low. Snowpack across Colorado is only 86% of the average. Another dry winter month has put our snowpack further below what it really, really needs to be. And this story, I haven't read the whole story yet, but this is just a tragic story. The headline, Denver Boy 9 died after state benefits error denied him medicine. A Montbello mother says her 9-year-old son's death from severe asthma could have been prevented had Denver Human Services resolved problems with his Medicaid and pharmacy benefits. The mother said she called Human Services every 3 days for months last year when she was suddenly unable to get prescription drugs for her son. This is the tragedy of our fractured and broken healthcare system. Just a really, really awful, awful situation. And so we'll open up the phones. 303-713-7600. What's on your mind? 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. Questions for John Hickenlooper. He's coming in about 20 minutes. So if you've got questions for him, instant message us or give us a call with some suggestions. Also, do you support the ban on LED billboards? Is there such a thing, in your estimation, as light pollution? I think there is. The Denver City Council seems to think there may be, and they may be working to ban it. Also, the Rahm Emanuel controversy, the White House chief of staff calling liberals effing retarded. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines, and we'll go to the phones, and we'll go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up the thing about the Indian mascots. I'm glad the bill was dropped because I think as times change and education and different eras, and with the teaching in the schools, you don't need the law because a lot of that stuff with mascots has changed, the attitudes towards it and everything. For example, you've heard the thing about Arapahoe High School and how they worked it out.
I hadn't heard that. What did they do?
Okay, Arapahoe High School was the Warriors, and they had some weird, weird Indian thing. But they worked with the Northern Arapahoe tribe, and one of the Arapahoe artists worked out a picture of what in Arapaho's mind or perspective Arapaho Indians should look like, and they've accepted it, and they work with the tribe all the time.
And look, I think, let's be clear, I think the bill had proposed a commission to try to work out some of these issues. I don't think the bill was proposing to ban to outright ban any mascots. But I think you raise a good point in the sense of that I think a lot of these things aren't an either-or question. There's probably a way to work them out. And
well, you know, I could see it, you know, with just not just the Indian, I could see where it starts opening up a Pandora's box on other mascots.
Well, and, you know, somebody instant messaged in, Ron, and I meant to read this instant message. A listener instant messaged in, well, if you're going to open up this can of worms, what about video games? You know, and they cite Super Mario Brothers. Isn't Super Mario Brothers a cartoon mascotish version of an Italian person?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And there's something to that. There's definitely something to that. I would say the difference is that you can't prevent the cartoonization of ethnic groups or minority groups in the broader world. This is a question of whether public institutions, public schools, should be in that business.
Well, I'll tell you one example where there's change and it got real nasty. You've heard of South High School in Denver.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what their mascot is, don't you?
I can't remember. No, what is it?
The Rebels. And for years, I grew up in that neighborhood, It was the Southern Johnny Reb. And they used to carry, and then during football games, they used to march out with Confederate flags.
Yeah, so there's, a good example. So, like, do you think that would be acceptable? You think that's acceptable?
Well, let's just put it this way. That during the 1969 state championship basketball game, they were playing Manual, which was an all-African American school, but mostly all African. And they were playing Dixie. They were taunting the thing, and it broke out into a fight. And guess who got blamed for the fight? Manuel.
Of course. Well, I mean, I can't say that I'm shocked about that. But to your point here is this. You know, I know that the right wing in this country, I know that bloviators on talk radio, they say, oh, you know, it's just you guys are just being politically correct. Liberals are just being politically correct if they don't want Indian mascots or I'm sure they would say it about, you know, the Confederate flag. You know, we have every presidential season. Oh, the Confederate flag up on the South Carolina Capitol. And is it really negatively politically correct if you're, let's say, an African American person who would have looked at South High School's mascot and say, hey, that really makes me feel uncomfortable? Is that being politically correct? And my point here is only that
it's not being politically correct because the neighborhood has changed and it still has rebels, but they've gotten rid of the Johnny Reb image of the
rebels. Right, no, but what I'm saying is if it had still existed, right? Because you said it's changed. If it had still existed, I think it would be you're not putting yourself in the place of African Americans when you say, and I'm not saying you're saying this, Ron, but when people say, oh, the Confederate flag, you know, isn't offensive to anybody. That is a very white male-centric view. And it's the same thing with mascots of Native America, using, you know, cartoonizing Native Americans and Indians. It's a very white male-centric to simply say, oh, the only people who want to change that are people who are obsessed with political correctness. And I would encourage people, when they hear people ripping on the idea of changing, let's say, the Cleveland Indians mascot, the people who are typically ripping on the efforts to change that are typically white men, typically angry white men, and in particular, typically angry white men on the conservative side of the radio dial. Angry white men who cannot or will not put themselves or try to envision what it must feel like to look at a cartoonized Indian as an Indian or a Native American person. And that's part of what I try to do on this show, which is try to open people's eyes. Oh, and by the way, open my own eyes, right? Because I'm not perfect here. Try to open my own eyes to what the world might look like, not just from my own eyes. It's one of the hardest things to do. I'm not perfect at it. Nobody's perfect at it. But we should all try to do it, at least in my opinion. 919 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, a couple national news stories. Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, upon being sworn in for his new term, he admits he made some big mistakes. We'll fill you in on that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Looking good here around Denver now. Highway's loosening up nicely for us. Southbound 25, though, still heavy in a couple spots up in North Glen. 120th down to 84th, again from 70 past Spear. Only other spot I'm seeing with some increased traffic and slow speeds right now is on the turnpike as you get into Boulder after Table Mesa Drive. We do have some patchy ice out there, though, especially on the north end between Loveland and the Wyoming State Line. Had a report earlier of about 10 separate accidents. Also patchy ice on 25 down south between Pueblo and the New Mexico State Line. Also on I-70 between Idaho Springs and Eagle. Snow is flying around the high country. It's also foggy still here in the Denver metro. Mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers early in the a.m. Slight chance this afternoon as well. Little accumulation, though, maybe an inch in some areas around the foothills. Highs in the mid-40s, right now 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Start.
Kevin Richards' identity is in trouble.
Hello, this is Kevin.
Kevin, hey, it's me, your identity. Bad news, I've been stolen.
What? What? How?
That stupid pin you use? Kevin, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it didn't take a genius to figure that one out. Pretty dumb, man.
Okay, listen, stay calm. I'm gonna take care of it.
Yeah, good luck with that, El Capitan.
Why are you talking like that?
Sorry, no, I'm Terry's identity. Oh, I gotta go, man.
Your identity is counting on you. Time to get Identity Guard Total Protection, PC World's top-rated identity protection service.
Go to IdentityGuard.com today. Get your free identity checkup and find out if yours has been exposed and what you can do to protect it. That's IdentityGuard.com.
I'm going to buy me a new widescreen LCD TV.
Oh, no, 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 no. Don't do that.
Get your free identity checkup at IdentityGuard.com. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snowplows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snowplows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snowplow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Advantage of the best solar rebate in the country passes you by. Call Independent Power Systems today to learn how incentives pay for up to 50% of the cost of a solar electric system. That's up to $30,000 off the regular cost. Let Independent Power Systems show you how the 30% federal tax credit and the XL rebate make now the best time ever to buy a solar system. Call Independent Power Systems today at 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit solaripsi.com to learn more. That's solaripsi.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
I-23 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One piece of national news I wanted to fill you in on. Bernanke starts new term with speech acknowledging critics' points. This guy is such a jerk-off, really. Ben S. Bernanke officially kicked off his second term as Federal Reserve Chairman Wednesday with a simple message for those who criticized him during a bruising Senate confirmation. His message? I hear you. Yeah, well, I wish the Obama administration had heard us all and hadn't renominated him. And I wish our senators hadn't voted for him. Such a bummer. We're going to go back to the phones now. We got John Hickenlooper coming in a couple minutes. So if you've got questions for Mayor Hickenlooper, instant messages, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Also, you can see my clip on MSNBC from yesterday talking about this Rahm Emanuel controversy. I was on Dylan Radigan's show. I know a number of the listeners to this station really like Dylan Radigan, and so do I. He's one of the few guys on television who really tells it like it is. We'll go to the phones. We got Adam and Anthony on hold. We'll go to Anthony first. Anthony in Denver, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I wanted to ask the mayor why. I'm a city employee of Denver. I was just wondering why a mayor seems to cut, you know, every benefit and oppose every type of, you know, pay raise or anything for city employees. I know he's, you know, there's a fiscal crisis right now and all that, but. It just seems like even before this all happened, it seems like he's trying to cut everything that we've worked for.
And I will make sure to ask him about that. I was planning to ask him something along those lines, especially with the threatened police layoffs. And so I will definitely ask him that question. Thanks for the call, Anthony. All right, real quick, we're going to go to Adam in Westminster. Adam, you got about 30 seconds. Fire away.
Fire away. Cool. David, love the show. I actually called about the light pollution, but I just want to say real quick on the Bernanke thing. He's hearing me, but is he feeling me, you know? But, just going back to the light pollution is real. I used to live in Toronto, Ontario, a huge metropolitan area, and the whole time I was there, I never saw the sky, never saw the stars, and it was really just depressing.
And it is a bummer, and I got to tell you something. I made a joke about it, but I was serious about it. The Seinfeld episode that showed Kramer and showed all of a sudden a Kenny Rogers roaster opened up the across the street, and it was literally blinding light into his apartment. And it was really hilarious, but that happens to a lot of people. And so it's not just, as you say, mass light pollution where you can't see the sky. It's like for people even in residential areas where you're living, it can really ruin your basic quality of life. And it's a really real, I agree with you. Light pollution is very real. Adam, thanks for the call. All right, 26 after the hour. Up next, Mayor John Hickenlooper in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Starting to see things really loosen up for us. Only spot with some heavier traffic is coming to Denver on I-25 southbound side, 120th to 84th up in North Glen and Thornton, again from 70 past Spear. Also hitting the brakes, traveling westbound on the turnpike, Table Mesa to Baseline, the hot spot right now. A few crashes to avoid northbound Santa Fe at I-25. Single car crash on I-70 near Floyd Hill, and also one on westbound I-70 near Copper Mountain. It is sticky and slushy and icy in spots up in the high country on 70 between Idaho Springs and Vail. Also, pretty brutal drive up north, bound 25 in between the Wyoming state line and Fort Collins area. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy skies, scattered snow and rain showers with little accumulation in the metro. High of 44, right now 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tax Smart at Office Depot. Buy any tax or QuickBooks software and you get $1,100 in free software. After instant mail-in savings, upgrade mail-in savings require proof of prior ownership. Quantities limited.
Imagine what police go through to chase down your car if it's stolen. Speeding down freeways, dodging innocent cars. Now, imagine what it's like when you have the power to tell police that OnStar can reduce the power to your car. Wouldn't you love to see the look on the thief's face when he realizes he's seconds from getting busted? Only OnStar has stolen vehicle slowdown, and it's available on select 09 and newer Chevy vehicles. Success varies with conditions. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Hi, this is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson. Call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
Michael Haas is Senior Program Manager of Medtronic in Louisville and a graduate of the CU Executive MBA program.
I was trained as an engineer and enrolled in the CU Executive MBA program because I knew I needed to transform my skill set. I knew people who had graduated from the program and their careers took off. Now I know why. The faculty and staff are top-notch, and the whole experience exceeded my expectations.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Your weight, you may call the number at the end of this message for a free weight loss trial. We are the foundation for healthier living, and we can help you start losing weight for free. But because obesity is a serious problem, we're only evaluating serious weight loss inquiries on a first-come, first-served basis. If you are concerned about your health and are serious about losing weight, you may call now for a free 2-week trial. Call 1-800-500-8094. Developed for people looking to lose 30 pounds or more, our program can help anyone lose weight regardless of body type or ability to exercise. Based on years of research and testing, we guarantee satisfaction. If you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Again, if you are not serious about losing weight, please do not call. Only serious inquiries will qualify for the free weight loss trial. Call the Foundation for Healthier Living at 1-800-500-8094. That's 1-800-500-8094.
931 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's gong him in to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Mayor, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper here. Okay, you're in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Welcome, Sensei Hickenlooper. Thank you for being in studio with us. We were talking just off the air. First question for you. We got a number of questions that people have been submitting on instant message and calling in about. First question, I'll just, and this is a softball. Okay. How's the campaign going for governor? I should say, if anybody doesn't know, you're not running for governor. How's the campaign for governor going?
Well, right now it's at that interesting place where we are, mostly just working on policy and trying to bring me up to speed on all, you know, so many of these things you think you know, but you really don't know. If you don't know the context, right? If you don't know how we got to be where we are, you're less likely to come up with the appropriate solution. So whether it's jobs in the economy, whether it's water, whether it's education, whether it's healthcare, I mean, each of these things have their own history and their own set of details. And so we're just trying to get me up to speed. I obviously know about most of these issues, but I don't know all the details and the context. So it's fascinating, right? I mean, this is what makes politics, you know, one of the Kennedys said that politics is very best is about ideas. And so this is that pure part in the beginning of the campaign where it really is all about ideas. The, you know, all the mud and the dirt and the sweat and the angst all comes later.
It's all coming. That's definitely all coming. Let's turn to some of these issues. Obviously the big issue is of the day right now in the legislature is the deficit, the state deficit and taxes. And I want to play a clip that I caught of you on 9 News talking about taxes. I want to play this clip for the audience and then talk to you about it on the other side.
About is that there are fee and tax increases. When you remove tax credits, it's a tax increase.
Right. Well, certainly we've done our best to avoid raising fees in this economic crisis that we've been going through for the last 18 months. You know, a lot of people said we should go charge for trash. Denver's the only county that doesn't charge for trash. I don't think you should put additional burdens on when families are having trouble making the rent, right? And we hear this all the time. I don't think there's anyone who doesn't know a good friend or a cousin, some family member who's lost their job or has lost their second job or is, you know, having a hard time making ends meet. It's not when you raise taxes. It's not when you add fees. So at this point, I think my guess is that the public would overwhelmingly say, don't put more burdens on us when we can least afford it. And I think that makes sense. How can you ask people to pay more in your own business? When your sales go down in business, you don't raise your prices, right? When revenues go down for government, we can't raise our prices. We can't charge more in taxes.
Okay, so there was your answer on taxes on 9 News. And I've got to ask this question. We have a $1.3 billion deficit. I think that was the last estimate here in this state. How are you going to, as governor, balance the budget but not raise taxes?
Well, I think the key is to... And I'm not saying that, you know, again, whether you're going to raise taxes or not raise taxes, that hasn't been decided yet, right? The issue is if people feel, they tell us that over the next 20 years, we are, whatever it is, I can't remember, $30 billion short in transportation, mm-hmm. right? Okay, now I've driven around, and during this campaign, I will drive all over the state. Is that really what people expected? Would they want to get us to that level of roads that they're willing to pay that additional taxes? And I think... the job of elected officials is to paint that picture as clearly and viscerally so that in each community, people, you say, well, go out and look at that bridge. That bridge has got pockmarks underneath it. It's going to at risk. Here's what it's going to cost. And if we don't have some resources to do that, we're not going to be able to do it. And the same thing with education, right? I think what's going on in Colorado Springs is very interesting because there people are going to get a very clear, visceral, impression of whether do they want to have the land in their parks, the grass, dead, right? Do they want to close every single rec center? Do they want to, you know, see a dramatically diminished level of government? Some people, I mean, there's probably a significant number of people, they'll say, yeah, I never go to the park and I don't use that rec. I mean, what do I care, right? But my guess is that even in Colorado Springs, the majority of people will say, well, let's find a different way. We do want these things, maybe not all of them, but we don't want to have our library hours completely reduced.
Well, and that raises the question of what kinds of tax reforms we could look at that wouldn't, in your mind, necessarily hurt the economy. And I've given you on this radio show a lot of credit for going out there to Denver voters and selling the idea that we all have to pitch in to make our city better. The question I have for you then is, is there a hesitation, not just on the economics? Because we know that, look, Bill Clinton raised taxes on wealthy people during a recession, and that helped create budget surpluses, and it didn't hurt the economy, obviously. But is there a political fear that the Republican anti-tax zealots and that has been so successful electorally will become the central defining issue of this upcoming gubernatorial campaign?
Well, they're certainly going to try and make it that. And I think I think the campaign will come more back to an issue of how do we work our way out of the recession? And I think it's to a large extent independent of taxes, right? If we are able, I mean, and this is a hard thing for a lot of people to get, but it's a recession like this really is driven by people's mental state, right? When people become fearful, and, you know, I think both parties have a segment of a portion of their party that is about fear and fearfulness, and a portion that's about opportunity. And that what we have to do is get people away from the fear and towards opportunity. We have no less capacity today to make concrete or steel or to create jobs and have businesses grow than we did 3 years ago. What we lost was the belief in ourselves and our confidence that we could have a system that works. Suddenly the banks are going out of business. Every newspaper, every TV station is saying, every radio station, every talk show host are saying, you know, the sky's falling. Suddenly, you know, sales tax, you know, unemployment went up 4%, sales tax dropped 20%, right? People stopped improving their homes, stopped, you know, adding on, you know, fixing a bathroom, adding on to a porch, far out of proportion to the actual job losses. I think that's the crucial issue here is I think this campaign will come back down to how do we work our way out of this? How do we create a context where people believe in themselves?
I hope I'm not hearing you saying what John McCain's advisor, Phil Graham, had said controversially on the campaign trail. Phil Graham, who had said that we are really only in a mental recession, and he ended up being fired about that. I mean, I don't hear you.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that people's attitudes are connected to the economy. Now, it's not just a mental recession, right? Obviously, people lost jobs. People can't make their car payments, you know, getting evicted. We see divorce rates rising, domestic violence. I mean, there's nothing just mental about this. But the country's attitude is very relevant to whether we're going to get, and when we do come out of this, we are seeing signs that we're coming out of the recession right now. As we come out of that recession, do we come out kind of laggardly and kind of just a slow bump, which is what people are saying now? I think Colorado is poised through the work we've done that we should come out of this much more strongly, and we should be able, all the work that Governor Ritter did in terms of attracting renewable energy jobs and creating a new, A, those are real jobs, but B, that creates a confidence and again a sense of optimism that will, I think, drive us forward.
Do you support Governor Ritter's plan in the legislature right now to get rid of about 13 tax exemptions or even just really suspend them temporarily? Do you support that?
Well, here's what I told the governor, and that, you know, when I'm mayor and I'm in the middle of trying to work through a budget, the thing I hate is other elected officials coming in and telling us what we should do, what we shouldn't do. And there's going to be a long campaign. I'll have plenty of time to let them get through this. I'm not hiding away from the record. You know, I've been in this campaign for what, 3 weeks. I'm lacking context and some of the specifics on some of these things. And B, both the Republicans and the Democrats, same thing someone asked me yesterday, how do I feel about the PERA compromises being worked out that both the Democrats and Republicans are working on. I said, you know, I support them working together and trying to find a compromise whereby you make the system work. I don't think I need to wade while they're in the process, so that in addition to trying to work with each other, they're having to fend off the media. Did you hear what Hickenlooper said about this or McGinnis said about that? Let's let them, you know, it's a fairly short session. We'll have lots of time for campaign afterwards. Sorry, I'm not trying to be evasive.
No, it's your forum here, and this is, you're absolutely right.
This is our forum.
It's our Colorado. It is a long campaign. Let me ask you one question before we got to get a break here. We've been taking, again, questions for you, and I'm trying to filter them here from listeners.
Are you filtering them in my best interest or in...
A little bit of both, I guess. We got one questioner here. You were talking about jobs, the need to create jobs. And this is, a couple people have mentioned this to me over the last, the last couple months. And it talks about your record as mayor of Denver. There's a way that people pay when they pay taxes. A couple people have noticed that they are paying, that they used to pay taxes when they paid to the city and county of Denver, the Department of Finance. They used to pay it to a P.O. box in Denver, and now they are paying it to a P.O. box in Dallas, Texas. And people have wondered, well, you know, are we outsourcing those jobs? And I'll ask it at a policy level without getting into that specific question. Is there a tension between, I guess, saving taxpayer money and keeping public jobs here in Colorado? And if you can address this specific question about the move, apparently, based on the P.O. box to Dallas, feel free to answer that as well.
That's the first I've ever heard of it. It's funny that no one's ever mentioned it to me, and I'm unaware. We have never privatized any function of government. We have never outsourced anything that I'm aware of. Now, we did take all the finance. In the old days, we had, tax, assessment, you know, all these different agencies were separated. We brought them all together and created a CFO position so that we could manage it more efficiently. And I will talk to our CFO, who's, you know, Claude Pamilia, came from the public sector, and I think he's learned very quickly that the public sector is not the same as the private sector. There are lessons you can learn in small business, but there are two different worlds. And I'll just, you know, I have no idea why we're sending, you know, I thought originally when you were saying that you were going to say that it was from a post office box, and now we sent it to an address in the city, and I was going to say, well, a post office box is going to Bermuda.
I have the documents right here. I'll give them to you. And I'm not doubting you.
I'm very trusting.
And after the break, another question about the tension between saving taxpayer money and the treatment, again, of public employees. This is an issue now at the statewide level in the legislature. We'll get into that. We'll get into a question about unions in the state, and we will also, of course, get into the question of marijuana, which has always been and has been, at least recently, a very, very hot topic here. We're here with Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper, who is running for governor in Colorado. We'll take a break, and then we'll get back to this after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is in good shape for us now around the city. Just the normal jams coming into Denver, both sides of I-25, northbound after Washington Street, southbound after I-70. Also slow going heading towards Boulder on the Turnpike, westbound Table Mesa to Baseline Road. Still three surface street accidents, one on I-70 near Floyd Hill, one northbound Santa Fe at I-25, and another in the high country westbound I-70 at Copper Mountain. It is slick in spots up on 70 between Idaho Springs and Eagle. Also a brutal drive on 25 between Loveland and the Wyoming state line. Early reports of about 10 separate accidents. Your forecast today, cloudy skies, scattered snow and rain showers. Little accumulation in the metro, looking for a high around 44. Right now we're at 35 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Pearle Vision, where they do things differently to make your eye care experience a whole lot better. Like being upfront about costs, so there's no surprises at the register. And taking time to help you understand your insurance coverage. Visit pearlvision.com to learn more. Pearle Vision, clearly different.
Guys, Valentine's Day is almost here. If you have someone special this Valentine's Day, send them a dozen assorted roses from Pro Flowers for just $19.99 before shipping and tax. Regardless of your other plans, it's a great way to show your appreciation. 12 roses for $19.99, a free glass vase, and a 100% freshness guarantee. To ensure delivery by Valentine's Day, click on the ProFlowers ad showing now. Or visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter password HOT19. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password HOT19.
Get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
If you're like most families these days, you're struggling to save every dollar you can. Well, right now, we can show you how to save thousands of dollars on your term life insurance. And all it takes is one free 5-minute phone call. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which could save you hundreds of dollars every year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-700-2152. These days, every dollar counts. So let us show you how you could save up to 75%. It only takes 5 minutes, and the call is absolutely free. So please call now, 1-800-700-2152. That's 1-800-700-2152.
Let Party City help you throw a super party for the super game. Right now, save up to 50% off Super Bowl 44 party wear. Select plastic plates, cutlery, and more on sale now. Hurry in to Party City and save on everything you need for your football fanatics, like decorations, games, and novelties, plus thousands of items under a dollar. Party City. Nobody has more party for less.
47 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. In studio with us is Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper, running for governor of Colorado in 2010. There is a feeling out there, and it gets mentioned every now and then in the newspaper and in political circles, that you are not a friend of labor. I'll ask you a two-part question. One, is that a fair characterization? Actually, it's a three-part question. Is it fair? Where do you think it comes from? And we just learned that unionization rates in Colorado have dropped by a percentage point this year. Is that a good thing in your mind or a bad thing?
Well, again, I'd have to see where the unionization rates drops came from, right? And obviously, if the people losing their jobs, which is what I suspected, it's obviously a very bad thing. If it's a place where, again, and this is where context is so important, you know, working people in this state, without unions, they would obviously be in a much worse shape than they are today. And those places where, you know, when I first got elected as mayor, there were a lot of issues with janitorial workers coming in and cleaning the office, you know, the high-rises. And they were getting paid $7 an hour, $7.50 an hour, no health benefits, working all night, a number of different workplace challenges that were, you know, really difficult for them. And I personally made phone calls to several as they were trying to organize these workers into, you know, get some organization so that they could get paid decently and get benefits. You know, I called several of the owners of the hotel, of the high-rises, not hotels, but the high-rises, and explained to them exactly what the details were, gave them the context and said, you know, I'm not sure this is what you want to have happening. You don't want people getting paid, you know, starting at minimum wage, which at that time I think was $3.70 an hour, and then maxing out at $7 an hour for people that are working hard. I mean, one thing that always has struck me, and I think when you talk to almost all Coloradans, when you recognize that 40% of our homeless are working 40 hours a week, right? What's that say about our system?
That's incredible.
And so that juxtaposition. So I think, and they organized and they got better pay, and they're now, again, they're still getting paid, what, $10 an hour, $11 an hour, but their lives are significantly better. So there's certainly a place. Now, and I've had long discussions with organized labor about, unions within the state. And certainly, again, I think any group of workers should have the right to organize, and if they feel benefited, they should have it. What happens to a certain point is as more workplace protections are in place, and as in the state, in the example of the state or the city, we do wage surveys every year, so we're very sure that they're, you know, or very close, as close to being sure as we can. There's a system that's designed to be as fair as humanly possible to the workers, make sure that they're fairly compensated. Now, at that point, I think there's a legitimate discussion about is paying dues into a union. Is a union really helping them as much as it would be helping workers at, you know, I know some of the large big box retailers, but the grocery stores, right? The grocery stores, Safeway, King Soopers, pay their butchers and their meat cutters a living wage, right? They get $16 an hour. Not a huge amount of money, but a living wage. Some of the big box companies that are coming in and competing with them are paying significantly less, no benefits. Well, that's.
So where does that rumor come from that you are not a friend of
mine? Well, there's an, you know, it's the same place that there's always going to be I'm trying to think of what's right, fissions, you know, splits in any organization, with city government is no different. A lot of people say I'm a bad Democrat, right? But when I first got elected, my predecessor, Mayor Webb, who I think was one of the great mayors in the United States, I said this a number of times, the second half of the 20th century, one of the best mayors, but he was very adversarial. He loved to mix it up. He loved the old-fashioned politics. And he and Governor Owens, who was a conservative Republican, got crosswise, and they were not willing. I mean, they couldn't even be in the same room together. Well, my vision is that in the end, you've got your own vision. But once the election's over, the mayor and the governor have to work together. So I, first day in office, walked across Civic Center and spent an hour with the governor and said, hey, we are going to disagree about some stuff. But a lot of stuff we're going to agree on. Let's work on that. And if we're going to disagree, I'll call you first. I won't ambush you in the press. I will treat your office with respect. And we built a real working relationship. There were a lot of Democrats that still don't forgive me for that. That say, he was down, he was separated from his wife. We should have made real political capital out of that. And that's just different than the way I go. I've never been in politics before, and some of the more traditional political stuff, I just haven't. I don't embrace.
Well, that may be definitely an asset in an election year where people are very, very suspicious of politicians. At 52. After the hour, in studio with us, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper. And I want to go to this comment that you made to the Denver Post when you first announced your candidacy. You said in a Denver Post editorial board meeting, quote, when you were asked about why you were going to run, you said, among other things, there should be a lot more people in government who come out of the business community. That was a quote during the Denver Post editorial board that you said. And I raised the question, and I know some other people were wondering, there's a sense right now that the government is too close to big business and that business interests are very, very well represented in the government, and that that's not the problem. That the real problem is that regular people, and granted, there's a distinction between is business big business or is it small business, but there is a perception out there that the government is too close to business interests. What do you say to that? How do you square that circle between that perception out there and your comments to the Post?
Well, I was in that context when I was talking to the Post, I was talking about small business. So, and you don't, if you go and look in Congress today, there's one restaurateur, one person out of whatever it's 435 people that has run a restaurant, right? I personally believe that those lessons, now government's completely different than business. And I'm not saying that I get them confused, but when I ran for mayor, one of the big issues became the parking meters, right? The revenues were down for the city. The city raised the cost of the price of parking meters by 50%, which basically, and we saw every downtown business, we saw this. Suddenly a dramatic drop in our revenues. So the city got some more parking tax, some more parking meter revenues, but they lost sales tax revenues, and all the businesses who government really is supposed to be a partner with suffered. And it really didn't help anyone. I think part of the reason those things happened was almost everyone in city government had never been in small business, and they didn't recognize that when revenues go down, you don't raise prices or you don't raise the cost of the experience. And I just feel that having made a payroll and having to struggle, right? When we saw two big drops in our sales when I was running the Wine Coop Brewing Company. And both times we did no layoffs, right? Everyone said, all right, we'll take a pay cut, we'll link arms, but we're a team, we're a family, and we will figure out a way to get through this. And I think that attitude is the appropriate one for government. I always joke that running a big city and a big restaurant, it's you never have enough capital. In both cases, you've got a diverse team, you've got to make into a great team, a diverse group of people that you've got to make into a great team, and then the public is always ticked off about something. That's the joke. But the real truth is that the restaurant business or any small business teaches you that there's no margin in having enemies, right? That no matter how unreasonable someone is, you want to respect who you're working with.
Let me turn to...
Okay, can I interrupt one thing?
Go ahead.
Someone gave me this piece of paper. The city's sales, use, and tax payments are processed through the bank JP Morgan Chase. That didn't change. Recently, the Federal Reserve closed some of their check clearing locations, so the decision has encouraged banks, including JP Morgan Chase, to move their payment processing sites closer to remaining Federal Reserve check clearing locations. Fort Worth, Texas is now the closest location to Denver. Previously, sales tax returns were mailed to a Denver post office box, and then a courier transported the returns to the airport where they were flown to processing in Texas. In order to streamline and reduce costs, getting the payments to the location, we just have them sent directly to where they're cleared.
That's, you're quick on your feet that you got that right here.
That's my staff.
That's pretty good.
It makes me nervous because someone, one of my staffs is listening to the radio, which they're not supposed to be doing.
Uh-oh.
But luckily, I don't know who that is. I won't search.
All right, real quick, with the marijuana issue, I want to play a clip that again, this is from 9 News, your show. Play the clip.
So, I mean, I think there's a genuine need for it. The question is the abuse. How do we regulate it so that we can make sure it's not being sold under the table, that there are doctors giving out prescription to whoever wants it? I don't think people intended when they passed the statewide charter amendment that it should be, you know, freely available. So, you know, I think it's not a bad idea. I think medical marijuana has its place, but certainly in the city of Denver, we're gonna regulate it pretty closely.
On a much lighter note, and we'll wrap up, about half a minute left, Dan Worthy writes in saying, if you're elected governor, do you make the 3 days of the Great American Beer Fest a state holiday?
Well, you know, certainly the Great American Beer Festival, which almost went away from Denver about five, 6 years ago, is a great tourist. You talk to any hotel operator,
okay,
any restaurant.
I'm going to stop it there because we're running out of time, but I agree with you on the Great American Brew Fest. But here's my question, and it's a serious question.
Yeah.
Is there a discrepancy between the way we think about marijuana and beer, marijuana and alcohol, when we know alcohol from science is a much more toxic substance for people? Does the willingness of our society to embrace alcohol, but sort of have controversy around marijuana, does that speak to our ignorance of science? And how would you deal with that? Do you think there's a discrepancy there?
Well, again, and we don't have enough time. You're just setting me up so that I'll come back.
Exactly.
Our relationship as society with science is complicated, and I don't think it's in a terribly good place right now. So issues like that, you see this with climate change. There's a real suspicion. I don't think we have all the facts on that, to be quite honest. A lot of the smartest people I know look at marijuana as a true gateway drug. Now, there's studies that say it is, studies that say it isn't.
Is it alcohol a gateway drug?
You know, those same smart people think it's not a gateway drug in the same way. And again, that's one of those things where you have to, and I have been working on this for a year, sifting through those studies to try and get firsthand.
Okay. We'll leave it there. And next time we have you back, I want to talk to you about the oil and gas rules. You made some controversial comments, but we're out of time. Denver Mayor John Heckenlooper, thank you so much for being in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. That's the show for today. We'll be back tomorrow.
Repair damaged, treated hair. Stop the breakage. Look your best with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I damaged my hair from overstyling with a flat iron. I want my hair to grow out faster and be more manageable. With Ovation, my hair is healthier and the texture is like it was when I was a kid. Everyone comments on how great my hair looks.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout. For real results. Guaranteed. Ovation works. Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types. Stop the breakage. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Guaranteed.
I'm African-American, and I must say, after using Ovation, the normal shedding after washing has been greatly reduced. My hair is silkier. It has more movement and body.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results. Guaranteed. Ovation works.
Hello! Hello! Hello!
What's with the echoing?
I'm just excited about half-price lift tickets to Echo Mountain.
How'd you do that?
I just logged on to AM760.net and clicked Bargain Watch, courtesy of Comcast.
Wow, what a deal. Echo! Echo!
AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry.